Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5 FC Black Moon on deck, was good, chillin'.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio, the kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die for radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die for Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die for Radio.
One, two. Check it out, right? Five stages of consciousness right here.
You got it.
Forever stay ready, done. Money run gun under the belly, kinda heavy. Pretty frail, tickle my belly, but steady by the waistline. Thirsty to dump, but do it twice before I took time to waste. Nine of mine in this line, I let him live now. Realize what he did. Perhaps you got a child on the line, and I ain't got time for no bid. See, bad enough, the warm squad already parked in my crib. With their guns drawn, seeking killing sin who done slid many moons ago. Across town, whereabouts unknown. Heights blaring out on my Yui, like who give a fuck. A puff of bone is usual, the suspect can never be. A lot sees everything. A bad boy balance is the key to longevity. So take this advice, for I reiterate the thought to take your life in the will.
Magazines recover that homo scenes, two teens living off rhyming schemes. Always had dreams to be discovered in the meanwhile. Had a blow trial, got put in foul with the rest of them. A-17 with blade infected guns. Had to watch my back when I shit and piss. Niggas busting nuts with COs, early's been turtles frisk. Your face is the risk. Buck 50 smile, your face get lifted. Then you shifted to another facility. Same shit, back in the world. Stand strong and watch the weak curl. From the pressure, everyday life, career endeavor. The knowledge syllable in my name is straight terror. Killer army running through your whole fucking era. With five stages of consciousness, it's whipping change like the weather. Some trying forecast, disrupt trap right off the pad. Allow me to add, destruct the subject just like math. Ran you off in the first half, this quarter won't last. Finger leaning on the trigger, guns blast. Super consciously, this track smash.
Hard rules for hard times, kid. Going through this difficult stage, yet I maintain. Coping with the stress and pain. Still in seek of the shoulder that blocks the rain. I'll throw you gone in the flesh, my mental contains. To the times to explain, the duty of a wise man. To the mind, summer planes, with his physical, mental, will and emotion. Realizations to control, to my infinite devotion. Which is to seek the unsight, conceive a fresh start. Teach the seeds the wrong foods, they made them what they not. Now my duty is to civilize and to penalize those who come to muster God and spread lies. I take it upon myself to reveal the disguise. You fucking snake, and that is the grass is tight. Now fly to live, then again you will strike. I waste no time with searching for mystery. With every 25,000 we renew our history. To be the gods, the age had a blackman, and I be goddamn. To be absent when the shit hit the fan.
The government calls us traitors or deviants.
Yo, 3 years trapped in the belly of the beast, got me on some. Fuck the laws, fuck the fed coats, fuck the judge, cause they don't give two shits about us. Black man, woman, and child, how we living over here trapped in the worst part where things like this happen on the regular. Innocent bystanders get trapped off on the streets of my stomping grounds where constant war pops off like wine bottles on the regular, like clockwork to be specific.
The general wise, died in fatigues, mentally for life I bleed and promise to be the seeds. He was supreme general in the army. Build a talent that little bug, roll with thugs and sold drugs to survive. Civilized to 85 and save many lives. But these waterhead niggas dealt with the four devils. Ceased to rebel and brought the guard physically down to another level. Now I'm at his weight, the great general passed away with a smile on his face. I swear, if you was to hear these pussy niggas get tortured, well I stick hooks up their noses and cut off their ears. Even their family members have to pay. Brothers, mothers, sisters and fathers get manslaughtered the right way. I'm not dealing with feelings, but I fear the children. Weak niggas destroying, short niggas is building. Even it's the general, that's what I quote. They take a grenade to your head and watch your brain explode.
I sling war slang like cocaine. Verbal dope that numbs your brain. Like a shot of Novocaine. In your death you will feel no pain. I just jigged you with my sword and the tip was poisonous. Snakes speak lies and their words is venomous. Who hits come continuous. So give a fuck if Part 97 ain't feeling this. See what I'm revealing is the truth. And I go back be the proof. The youth be the fruits and the elders be the roots. I stand solid on the firmament. This black man man, be the dominant intelligence. These be the words of my testament. Written documents of a thought that makes me get props and sell tapes like cash crops. Motherfuckers.
Ass kids, that's the shit, right? Be jetting to the roof with a trade deuce. Aim to hate shoes, residentials that let loose to spin shells. We share a giggle in a Heineken. Be sitting on the corner with my niggas yelling, killer, kick the rhyme again, yo. So then I bust them down with verbs and nouns, bombing they brain cells like herb. Words attack them like a German ham. We spark a freestyle session with a beat from Force Collection. Full moon, yeah, kid, no question, yo. The cypher's over now, Paul Bay and Starplay. Ring around the hosey and mosey down to Tarjay for Marjay. Crazy dick bitch, you suck dick on the down with a slicey ass click from Trade Pound Clown. This is an ordinary day around my way with niggas spray shots and killer straight shots. I hit up gay cops.
I attack shit, multiple shots, no medic. Beretta, now my chain will be pain, no anesthetic. Nightmares, visions of death, catch a flashback, gunfire out of control. I'm getting sent back, hell no, make my way back to the foxhole with ammo. Ain't enough shit to be Rambo. I'm combat, releasing no shit, full of boot camp. Blood squirking, laying in dirt, making the earth damn. Adrenaline, gash me amped up for action. Going to war, no time for relaxing. Fist and handguns, it doesn't make a difference. Just my sights, his thoughts become relentless. Intelligent, I came to bomb your regiment. Preventing out my chin would be hard like rock sediment. Blast on herbs, ain't surge with deadly words. The pain's intense, like a swinging on your nerves.
Push the trigger, suddenly in green you clarity. Nights like day magnified. 3.2 times design, combined with still wind to blow your mind. Counter terrorism with precision, armed with smoke bombs to blow your vision like cataracts. My green team attacks your format. My manifold is combat on war grounds or on dats. Is my nature, killer army legislator, leaving broken arrows and backs of traitors. My platoon's filled with black berets and painted faces. High speed car chases and soldiers with war faces, specially trained in rugged terrain, grains of the earth. Hot, cold, and humid temperatures that make barometers burst. Who came first? God of the universe, uniting energy through my tongue and through the sun.
War is never pretty, but there is something dirty and disturbing about today's world conflicts, because today's battles are fought with the dark art of terrorism.
It's very hard to maintain the emotional and political zeal that is needed to kill lots of people.
You've been to Shogun's realm, I stand as a military helm. Going on the World War II, I catch a flashback from Iraq. That's when I start terrorizing tracks, killing MCs with platinum stacks and death whacks. My torture chamber's filled with anger, the execution of Lucifer. Swords sharp, razor sharp like the blade of Excalibur. Slashing at your fat checks to do or die. Men before perishing, see with wounded eyes. I'll be your war guide through the dark side. Witness how the soldiers fall and die.
Lives are being lost. Around the globe, each flashpoint has its own personality. A border dispute here, a displaced homeland there, a greedy politician or drug lord almost everywhere. But whether the location is South America or South Yemen, there is a connection between many of these struggles. They are angry conflicts of desperate people who feel they have neither the resources nor the clout to fight their enemies at the negotiating table. So they take their negotiations to the street.
Yo, check this out. Bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio. So do not leave this apparatus.
Die For Radio. How's it going, y'all? Of course, this is your host, the one and only Dia Lansky. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to another beautiful night in hip-hop, as I always say. And, of course, it's just as beautiful tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's a little more beautiful that I see, even though it pains me to say this as a Lakers fan, But I got a lot of respect for Popovich and Tim Duncan and them for the Spurs. We're watching the finals right now. They definitely get in Miami tonight. LeBron definitely, you know, one of the best in the world right now. So, you know, no shame against him. But the Spurs looking good. On that note, too, I got to give a big shout-out to the Los Angeles Kings. I'm not popping bottles yet, y'all, but we 3-0 on the Stanley Cup Final. We got a game tomorrow night in New York. You know what I mean? And hopefully we can just go ahead and wrap this up and, you know, have the second Stanley Cup in 3 years here in Los Angeles. So just, you know, man, that definitely is feeling good right now. But as far as what we're doing tonight on Die 4 Radio, it's just a real, real beautiful night as far as hip-hop. We got Ninth Prince of Killer Army. I had to get my little, you know what I'm saying, Killer Army mix in there without a doubt. We also got Grandmaster Melly Mel in the house. I mean, what a huge deal it is to have somebody like him, and you know what he represents as far as hip hop, and you know there's a few things that I actually found out today, and I thought I was a fan, and you know finding out some cool little inside tips. So I'm gonna hit him up about it so y'all can hear it in his own words. You know what I'm saying? We also have Cheryl the Pearl from The Sequence coming in. She's got a new song with Melly Mel. So, you know, we're definitely going to play that. She also got a song that we're going to drop with Blondie, which is, one of The Sequence as well, along with Angie Stone. So, you know, just real big deal with that again. And then we're going to finish up the night with the homie Turk, Hot Boys. You know, and you know he's got a lot to talk about. He's got some new music. So, you know, it really doesn't get any better than that. I know we've had, you know, we've music-scribed a lot of guests into this platform, you know what I mean? But every night it seems like it gets better and better because the conversation gets better, the knowledge gets better. And I got to give a big shout-out to the fans of Die 4 Radio because people have been calling up being more educated and bringing up other shows and being like, yo, I remember we was talking to Mr. Long or we was talking to so-and-so and da-da-da-da-da and actually using the knowledge that we drop on these airways and bringing it up in other episodes. And I'm loving that because that means people are really paying attention. That means I'm doing my job. That means, you know, our team is doing the job that we need to do and spreading this knowledge. And like I said, y'all, it just doesn't get any better than that. And on the real, I appreciate y'all. So, you know, we're going to get into a little bit more music. I don't know. I'm kind of on that Wu-Tang tip right now. So I guess it's time for one of the newest Wu-Tang tracks. Keep watch. Let's do this. Die 4 Radio. Come on.
I ain't trying to be no D-boy. I love music, I'm a B-boy. Are you the undercover or the decoy? I'm heavy with the D, trouble T-boy. A pit with no muscle, about to bust your bubble like a keloid. Too much marijuana got me P-Nar. I'm killing instrumentals with that all so simple, can it be boy? Shout to Lil C's, B.I.G. boy. And funk Dr. Spock, I mean Redman, it's not Leonard Nimoy. 88 keys on the keyboard, I'm down to catch wreck. Take them first three letters out of record. It's meth, you heard it through the wire, I could be more. Or washed up like Sunny Black's body on the seashore. That's a problem, I could be yours. A monster without the mad scientist and Igor. I've heard it before, a third of these boys got murder raps and never even murdered before.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked, I'm calling all G's from each block. Keep watch, lame niggas out there could kick rocks. Run these streets, I'll head on these cops. I'm calling all G's from each block,
yeah,
from
yeah.
Each block.
Code name Sensei, I live what my pen say. Game Hall of Fame flow is MJ. Muy caliente, je m'appelle Rebel, capiche, comprende. Son, I'm touching them up, trust, I'm like Justin Tuck. How they duck in the rush, trying to break bad, you break. Like I own a bake shop, how I stack cake. Greatness is nothing, deck the next Nike ad. Wifey bad, and my life got them slightly mad. Cause I shine like chrome in July. So your eye, open your eyes, notice the lie. DEA say I'm drugging them. I get to leaning hard, I get the fiends to nod. I mean they loving them. All here, your highness, terrific win. Put a so-called beast in this place, Pacific Rim.
Keep watch,
lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked. I'm calling all G's from each block, from each block. Keep watch, lame niggas out there could kick rocks. Run these streets out here, don't need cops. I'm calling all G's from each block,
foul ass police, crooked ass friends. I don't give a fuck, yo, the drama never ends. I'm a project nigga, I don't care about the bends. Plus I had a lot of chicks, you can have those bitches, but I murder your blood clot if you touch my riches. Yeah, crazy ass skipper, I be in the slums, nigga. Fuck where I come from, I'm a quiet gangster, nigga. First I get you comfortable, then I start shanking niggas. Park Hill coders don't violate the family. Brother to brothers, no snakes in the amnesty. I come through wildin' on some Wu-Tang Kennedy. Googly-eyed nigga, chop his face in the ministry. Never scared to do the time, fuck the penitentiary. Leave a bunch of dead niggas, don't forget to mention me. The angel of rap, the unordinary light. Already did what I was going through before you even got the mic.
We left a large solar cloud distinguished by size. Interaction with the wise and civilized. The mind caused matter to fall into a center. A great deal of heat that irradiate Virginia. From out of this collision, the central core became thick enough to trap its own light and bring vision. Each drop full of hip-hop energy. Balance on all sides, such great symmetry. The bars unlock the power of the stars. The mirror and the telescope pinpoint the guards from a distance, acting as a guiding coach. Analyze the board, universal approach. Retune the soul to a certain pitch. Changing the frequency frequently, hitting a certain switch. The love is paramount, the connect is brotherly. Respect for the intellect and broad discovery.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked. I'm calling all G's from each block, from each block. Keep watch, lame niggas out there could kick rocks. Run these streets out here, don't need cops. I'm calling all G's from each block, from each block.
Yeah, yeah. What up, y'all? This is your boy, Razzcast.
And this is Mr. Long.
But together we are the White Crows. And you are now rocking with Die For Radio.
Shout out to Dyer Lansky.
Yeah, no. Pop your collars.
Yeah.
Nigga, me and my people are bored with you. You can kick rocks till your toes bleed. Walking out on slow speed, that's exactly what you foes need. The White Crows be the antidote. And y'all niggas getting cured by them rhymes you wrote. We brought the essence to you adolescents. Like when that real hip-hop shit had a presence. This is it, we're the raw uncut. Bringing the ball back up. Keeping you all starstruck, taking the hide and fuck. I got a beef with whack rappers cause they tank the game. Shit is all convoluted, it just ain't the same. I got a beef with dope rappers cause they just complain that they can't maintain, so they have to refrain. Mr. Long is unprecedented, the way I represent it. I call it like I see it and I say it like I meant it.
You fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick. You fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick. You perpetrators kick, you imitators kick. And all you hate is kick rock, rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick. You perpetrators kick, you imitators kick. And all you hate is kick rock, rock.
Scram, beat it, kick rocks and chase them. See, I don't Captain Save a Hole, I replace them. And I don't hang with no bitch niggas, I erase them. About face them, the transport, Jason Statham. Snatch them off the stage like Juggalo shows. A group of Negroes becomes a murder of crows. Plus I murder the pros. Pink game is epic, gimmicky rappers, adios, see the exit. Cause you the type of weirdo buying hookers off of Craigslist. We be on a dynamic duo, the meth and red shit. Blackout, air to whack out. That's why I'm hotter than a crack house. Hip hop is my journey. Rap nowadays is corny. 99% of these famous niggas bore me. I hope major labels disappear, cause I don't like a lot of what I gotta hear.
You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you need is kick rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you hate is kick rock.
Waterproof MC, you ain't wetting me. You need to stop rapping and start robbing banks like Steady B. Cause see, no matter how much green you make, you never taste avocado. Just another broke Versace mind. Tiger Woods ain't even up to par in the game of survival. That's why I'm y'all Cristal bottle. Drink Listerine, brush my teeth with amphetamine so I can sound fresh and say dope things. In between, 3 strikes and 5 miles. I want a woman with the body of a and a personality like Lauren. Can't even say I didn't know, cause while we wanna be in WA, they create the NWO.
How many years?
FOMO. So fake John Gotti's, ain't got no Maseratis. I be at the party sipping hot toddies. My shit's pumping everything, out Audis and Saudis. I'm Turkish ruggish to the bone, and I'm gonna diss everybody.
You
I'm
want the true vibe, can't handle the screw.
You want Lexus Moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo and Ice. You want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo and Ice. I keep the after party swerving. Not quite like Michael Irvin, edumacating urban youth, like it or not. These soliloquies explain our people's lack of stability. You keeping it real, but ain't got a clue what reality really be. See the diameter of your knowledge is the circumference of your activity. Me, I knew this year before Babyface went solo. Bagging dime pieces, stacking dividends, and dressing in more linen than Yoko Ono. But on the low though, we fighting over the scraps, worshiping the almighty dollar.
And God we trust,
look it over. Now what the pyramids got to do with the pilgrim torture hold? Nova Sorta Seclorum means new world order. That's why I keep my friends close and my enemies closer. We running around in $1,000 clown suits. Better get some boots when Lucifer turn your city to Beirut. You want the truth?
Can't handle the truth.
You want Lexus Moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo and Ice. You want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo and Ice. Boys, one time, got Lila Roshan calling my Jimmy Sunshine. Fifth floor of the Mondrian, suck a hat, fella. Pop your dime. I'm the man who was stopped to get transformed to a gat like Megatron. Here's a sporter known to Bob Costas. Give it a name and you a hater. For violence, don't play that game. Gorilla penmanship, the preacher and peacher. Heat seeker MC when I get pissed like a urethra. My day-to-day, I'm trying to bubble. First place, this paper I chase. Touch me and tease me like cake. But in the millennium, this screen turns electronic. UPC barcodes on the hand is demonic. They got concentration camps from Alaska to Jersey. But when the president declare a national emergency, you paying car notes trying to rock the boat. I'm spitting razor sharp quotes trying to slit his throat.
You want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo and Ice.
You want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo and Ice.
I'm rhyming. Beats provided by Dom.
What it do? This is Stickman from Dead Presidents, RBG Fit Club, salute. If you ain't got nothing to live for, you ain't got nothing to die for. Turn off the radio, turn off that bullshit.
Let's listen to an important public service message about the...
I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least six drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least six drinks, okay?
Hey yo, I blossom like a flower after afternoon showers when the sun shines. Swallowing solar rays, burn time. I'm in a funk, smoking skunk all day. I'm in a place where the body and the mind part ways. 40 days in my vessel, let it rain. The 40 on my waist, do something special when I press it to your brain. Blade swinging with a furious rage. Leonardo, cowabunga swag, put a tag on each Hondo. Got the white girl, got the juice up in the Bronco. Dropping too long time, around the clock, Murado. Got the 4-5 clip on my west side shit. Screaming west side bitch with my die fam click, come on. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. Blow a couple ounces a day to out the pain. I'ma need at least six blunts to elevate.
Default vision is not necessary. You can see that we are legendary. With eyes closed, I see a path to a higher road. I feel the presence upon me even when I'm alone. See the progression that I have shown. I make it known that over the hills there is a lake of gold. How you expect to make it through without paying a toll? I'm laying low, trying to stay afloat. Now that don't make sense. Whatever, get them in rotation. I'm staying right here until the whole place bent. Try to simulate this, leave them faceless. Let me levitate like a spaceship, goodness gracious. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least six drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least six blunts to elevate. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least six drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least six blunts to elevate.
Arranged and recorded this musical sequence to present a complete panorama of sound as used in a large Pops recording.
Yo, this is Killer Ron, the host of the world famous Drodian podcast and point guard for the Drodian squad. You're tuned into Dire 4 Radio with Dire Lansky for dope music and no pineapple juice. B 646-200-4945. Press 1 to speak or hold your peace. Drodian.
Die for radio in the place to be. Big shout out to my Drodian fam, Killer Ron, Hijack, Sneak Rothstein, of course. You know what I'm saying? And there's plenty more that obviously I'm gonna forget the names of, and not on purpose. Just there's too many. They be swarming motherfuckers like a swarm of bees. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the team. You already know how we get down. We're just waiting for, you know, our guests to get back in. You know, I kind of like the first 30 minutes, you know, definitely have some fun and bump some good hip-hop. I got some exclusives that are coming through. I actually have the honor of dropping as well. We got, obviously, we heard the single from MC Ren Rebel Music. Well, a little birdie shot me the email to the remix featuring Ice Cube, Don Mega, you know what I mean? With them reuniting on this track is definitely hot, so I'm gonna definitely be dropping that. I got plenty other of exclusives that are just insane that we can be dropping. We waiting for, you know what I'm saying, Melly Mel and Cheryl the Pearl to come in the house, obviously. And they should be in, you know, next 5-10 minutes. And again, we just, you know, rocking good music. I know my dude Killer Ron, a big Razzcaz fan. And if you all haven't checked out his show, you know what I mean, definitely do it. I know he's been, you know, rearranging stuff right now, so I don't want to give exactly the details and say the wrong thing, but you know you can always check on my site to get it. But on one of the episodes I listened to him on the Jordan Wildfire, he was talking about he went to go get the Rassassination album from Razzcaz. And that really stuck out to me because that's one of my favorite albums in this game, you know, really, and you know, without putting a number on it. Oh, that's my top five, that's my top 20. Like, and it's just one of my favorite albums, and he had played that H2O Proof. Well, the album before that for Razzcaz was actually called Soul on Ice, and the Soul on Ice was the single. The one I played before that was a Soul on Ice Diamond D remix that actually was the single, and it wasn't even on the album. He had, that's the one he had the video for, that's the one he really pushed, so it's you know, it's very interesting because You don't see that a lot now. You see a single, if it's on the album, you know, you may not even see that single on the album because it's just on iTunes and they're going to do something else with that. But, you know, back then, you know, that was a big deal for someone like Diamond D, Digging in the Crates crew, you know what I mean, to fuck with somebody like Razzcast in the West Coast. Even though Razzcast was lyrical and everything, this is a long time ago, y'all. This wasn't sending emails back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'll send you the WAV file, or I'll send you the Pro Tools session, or I'll send you the Logic session. No, 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 no. These dudes had to travel, whether it was to New York, to L.A., actually go in the studio and do it, and definitely make it happen. So I got to say, you know, a big shout-out to Razzcast and people like that, you know, and all my East Coast and West Coast connectors back in the day, because that was huge for hip-hop. And we're going to hear a lot about hip-hop tonight, especially with Melly Mel, Cheryl the Pearl, you know what I'm saying, and Turk. And Ninth Prince. I mean, these dudes all, you know, did so much for the game, whether you heard of them or not, you know. And I just think, again, I brought it up earlier, I really appreciate, you know, everybody that pays attention, and like I said, how they bring up into the you know, new episodes will be talked about in previous episodes. So that's just a real beautiful thing. And yeah, you already know how it goes down. So out of way, back to hip-hop. You know, I could play whatever. I'm actually going to bring, I got to do it, man. I'm going to bring an older school one, and but the flow with this is just ridiculous. So I got to do this. Dafo Radio, we coming back with all our special guests. It's a beautiful Tuesday night. Let's go.
The forecast: showers heavy at times with occasional thunderstorms today and a high of 89 degrees. Partial clearing tonight with a low of 74.
Word, let me zone. Who's most wanna hit this microphone? I got some of this. We know how me and the LB fam get motherfucking biz. Along on this track, we got the funk, got the spot. Cannabis and A-plus from Park Side Block. Hey, yo, big dog like to dance. Yo, we come through like bulls. See, us niggas taking two bulls and pass. Nigga, watch your back once you talk out the ass. I back a 380 in my stash for protection. Family to raise, the world is acting crazy. I never thought I'd make it, it was hectic when I scramble. On point like a knife, I'm taking life as a gamble. Living in the rotten apple. Yo, where every chorus rotten. All my niggas rest in peace. See you gone, but not forgotten. Now my main wifey, dead as shady chicks. Official lost boy since the year of 86. And fuck these crooked niggas, I could kill them with the passion. At times I feel like blasting in Jamaica, Queens flashing. You think you can fuck around, but here you just thinking. It's over when I'm sober, imagine when I'm drinking. Without blinking, man, I tell you prove like pages. I rip you from the backyard, ball chains and stages.
Plus, the lyrically superb one. Spitting rhymes off the top of the tongue to burn your eardrum. Rock shit, make the opposite team call a timeout. Knocking niggas three times, my size out, crowd loves it. What? So when I ain't around, they ask for me. I buckle up and catch wreck like a crab dummy. For the fast money, I get up in that ass money. The fact you trying to test me kind of bugs me. I leave too fed up, like handicapped niggas trying to get up. The seeds get wet up with lyrical gun pellets. I blow up the spot when it's time to rock. I speak out, my boys box to peek out of the 100 watts. Who wanna cycle? I get dumb. Word to my mother, the father, the Holy Ghost, the rap run. When the sword said it done, I in the service. Concocted the type of verses average MCs worse.
Yo, big dog, turn the track off. Yo, fake MCs, step to the rear. Real MCs, bring this shit up north.
Fuck how you feel. Fuck with the lyrical skills again.
My style is milk and magnesia. Clutch the five, beat and bust them on the merrier. Secure the area. My life familiar is ultimate superior. We don't jack cars, we jack for aircraft carrier. I bounce like trampoline when I be blowing the beans to pieces. Him, I'm like sewing machines and Jesus. When the shadows of the barrel pointing out my boy Camaro, I get punished like Pharaoh for splitting. You better off singing Christmas carols for Christmas, because I'm on point like bow and arrow equipment. The president of chicken hair convention. I give you a deluxe Ku Klux legend. I got a headache from the stress of death. Not wearing the vest. 5'11 for being dirty. Courts are 9:30. Yo, Mr. Cheetah, I made this bitch call police. She tried swallowing the 9-piece, but got a warranty on 4 teeth. I return like Machiavelli on 18-inch Pirelli. Assault and battery like my palms is ever ready. Sharp as machete. Matter of fact, a stop from cardiac.
The cannabis prince, ticket drama. Fierce enough to pierce the thickest armor. I smack bitches for trying to suck dick through a condom. Playing with the mic is something I won't do. My only concern when I approach you is to roast you. I smoke you or whoever you standing close to, and make every man in your crew deny that he
knows you defeating. Niggas like Seagull Steven, putting them seeds in positions to prevent them from breathing. I make you question any and everything you've ever believed in by peeping your deeper secrets like psychic readers. What's the matter with y'all? I splatter y'all against the motherfucking wall with these raw lyrics I catapult. None of y'all got the balls big enough to battle. I go on and on like Erykah Badu, 100 times nicer than the best is, twice as arrogant as KRS is. Who wanna test this? Fuck y'all, you don't impress me and no one can test me. The MC's so ill, I got AIDS scared to catch me. All that shit you poppin' don't stop when I put you in a headlock and apply pressure till I crush your motherfucking noggin. I grab mics and push niggas to the left so fast they hard end up on the right sides of your chest. My hypothesis is that nobody can see this lyrical genius. I got it sold like a seamstress, but if you wanna battle, I'm down. If you got 9 lives, I'll take 8 of them off your hands right now. Step up and get your neck cut from ear to ear. If you survive, then you can cover your scar with a beard. I'm the illest from Queens to the New Jerusalem British. Anyone who ain't feeling my shit, it can suck my dick. You need to quit it if you ain't spitting more than 50 bars per minute, cause you ain't in lyrical fitness. Kicking boring raps with metaphors is whack. All of your motherfuckers need Nordic track to get your weight up. Fucking with cannabis to get ate up. Beat down and sprayed up just for bringing my name up. Been rocking longer than niggas twice my age. Back in the days before Bob Marley was rocking the fade, before Honest Abe signed the paper that freed slaves, before Neanderthals was drawing on walls and caves. I existed in the Garden of Eden getting lifted, sticking dick to Eve before she was Adam's mistress, before Christ created Christmas. I've been in lyrical fitness. The cannabis is spitting till he's spitless. 50 bars of total sickness. You won't forget this. I'm putting every whack I'm see alive on my shit list. Verbally vicious, telekinetically gifted. Took you a minute to exhibit that I'm sick with it. Now you tell me who you think is damaging shit. Going once, going twice, sold to that nigga named Cannabis. Me and Mr. Chief, A plus a phone doctor hopping after Huey helicopter to super chop ya. Groove Home and Death Squad 9-7, nigga.
Yo, this is the Mechadon CEO Smooth and you on Die For Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the R-A-S, K-A-S-S, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew, from now till infinity. We on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Pimp Type, MJ, MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P.
Wow.
One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice, this is them boys. Second Steel, Smith and Wesson. You're listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Check it, this is your man, the original Dirty Rotten Scoundrel, J with the Damager, and you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.
Die For Radio in the house. Just like my man Jay Rude has said, man, you already know how it goes down. I'm actually going to go real quick to a 909 caller. I think I just got put up to a challenge that I'm going to have to come through on, but I'm going to let her speak on it. 909. Marie, what's happening with you?
What's up, Derek? You just got called out in the ice challenge, but you don't have
okay,
to do
okay,
it till
so,
I do it.
Okay. So explain real quick what the ice challenge is, because I got a lot of listeners and they about to get challenged too. So I'm going to make it live on the air that I'm going to tag these people in something.
That's right, because you're about to get tagged too, so it's all good. The ice challenge is somebody calls you out, you have 24 hours to have ice cold buckets of water poured on you, or you have to pay $100 to a charity of your choice. And if you don't do it, it's all bad.
All bad, and people look like, not only did he not want to do that, but he didn't want to put money towards his charity either.
Yep, so he's not looking good. So it's got to get done.
We got to show you love, too.
We got to show you love.
Hey, I know, but, you know, man.
You are not exempt.
good thing that it's definitely getting towards summertime. I guess I'm about to have some cold-ass water poured on me.
Yep. And not just a little Becky either. Not one of those ones you take to the beach. No, I'm talking about a, you just won the Super Bowl ice challenge. That kind of ice water.
24
I recommend
hours,
you pour it nice. Yep, yeah, 24 hours after I post my video.
Okay, okay. Yes. Now, definitely people that I'm going to tag in this, when you participate, because I'm going to make y'all since I got to do it, make sure that you hashtag or something the charity that you support the most anyways. Like, I'm going to have to definitely hold down the Diabetes Foundation. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of people affected in my family with diabetes. I myself are hypoglycemics, which is the actual opposite. I actually have low blood sugar instead of high blood sugar, but I still spike and do all that and have to deal with it, you know, in a little way. So definitely. Hey, so when we tagged in it, these people are going to see your name and see the challenge, and I guess that's the way it's going to go down. We appreciate you, and I obviously appreciate you. You're like a part of my family. So, you know, I kind of appreciate you tagging me in this. At the same time, I appreciate you joining us.
No problem. Dyer?
Absolutely. Have a blessed night. I'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Talk to you later. Keep a lookout for the video because you're next.
Okay, I got you.
All right.
But you know what? The big, beautiful thing about it is, you know, it's for charity. I don't mind doing it. Let's go ahead and, you know, get the word out there. And anybody that's going to do it, like I said, make sure you hashtag the charity or at least a link or something to show, hey, you know what I'm saying? I may not have the money right now, but I'm down to take some ice for these people suffering for whatever they are that provides for that charity. So big shout out to my San Bernardino fam and my IE fam, my San Bernardino, you know, my Riverside fam, my so damn crazy fam. You already know how it goes down. Man. So we still got music. We still got guests. I'm like, I got so much music in front of me, y'all. Like, I just got to say that it's hard for me to even figure out what to play. You know, I'm about to bring up, you know, we get into these episodes. I'm about to do, you know, people have to, like, Twitter me some requests and shit like that. But unfortunately about that is here at Dot 4 Radio, we get music way before y'all. I'm just saying, so it's hard to you know what I'm saying? It's definitely hard to, you know, figure out what the people want to hear. And that's why I just keep doing these exclusives. Because with the exclusives, man, it's just something. Now, we premiered this last week on Die 4 Radio with my homie Cassius. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, man, this dude, he sure never disappoints. You know, one of the things I like about him too, we talked about this, but I had the opportunity of actually chilling with Cassius and a few times and definitely get it in. And dude's very laid back. Dude is about his craft, honestly, with 100%. I mean, there's not much you can say, you know, more than that. I mean, somebody, regardless of genres and anything they want to do, man, they ready to you know, they ready to definitely get it in. So I'm actually having, I don't know, I guess Blog Talk's messing up just a little bit. Yeah, I guess so, because it's not letting me play this Cassius. Why they hating on the Cassius, man? Come on. Really? But you know what? I'm going to go into another premiere right here. We premiered this last week, but I got to replay it. It's definitely a banger. This is Warren G, Crooked Eye, Butch Cassidy. Great place to visit. Cali love. Let's go.
Check this out. Eastside Long Beach, California. A great place to visit. Featuring your boy Warren G. Butch Cassidy. Crooked Eye. Run it. Cali. Cali. Great place to visit. Yeah. Cali.
Favorite entertainment.
L-O-N-G, B-E-A-C-H, tomato juice coupe, and the engine V8, Warren G and Snoop paved the way for me to create, like R-Rock, P-Nate, nigga, I just wanna be great, I don't even see hate, I'm like the Dalai Lama, but I got the 40 cal if you're wanting some Cali drama, oh my mama, I'd rather be chillin' on the beachfront, with a bad bisexual bitch that like to eat cunt, you ain't nothing like a boss, you a street punk, it's COB/G-Funk, and Crooked got plenty grind, turn penny dimes and nickels to 100, if a hater don't see him when he shines, ain't he blind, just give me mine and run it to the finish line, I got the semi-9 anytime you want it,
Cali,
best hurry, more money, less worry, in this golden state, I stay on point like Steph Curry,
California sunshine, must shine, so bright, best smoke out here on the west side, no place I'd rather be, white tees and khakis is all I see, real cheap.
your street flow. Set tripping out here. Take caution when you do a show. It's just them Cali ways. It's the everyday life. This side don't change.
The streets got love from 2-1 to wherever the fuck you from. Turn it up, let your speakers bump. What's up, Cali? What's up, Cali? I came a long way from serving them in the alley, from Wallabies to Stacy's. We used to gangbang in the 80s, now we rollin' Mercedes, it's crazy. Long Beach is the city that raised me. 213, killers that made me. Flip a switch, hit the hydraulic pump, make that shit jump. Hit it once, hit it twice, make that shit jump. Bellin' through the hood by they self, niggas get jumped. If you don't watch yourself, you might get slumped. We got the old school ride with the combed out inside. Low rider bike to swim, but the rims wide. 26 inch gator seat, turn ladies to freak. Get them all wet in they seat.
California sunshine, mustache, dope rise, best smoke out here on the west side. No place I'd rather be. White tees and khakis is all I see. Real G's, you know, street flow, set tripping out here. Take caution when you do a show. It's just them Cali ways. It's the everyday life, this side don't change.
I'm on my California A shit
grinding.
Paint dripping down Atlantic Avenue, spaceship gliding. My city don't make suckers, no. Chrome face thumper. Got home base covered, ain't shit sliding. I pull it out and nobody moves. My niggas been banging since the era of them Jerry Curl the karate shoes. I dropped out of school, still I poly with poly dudes. Slinging Oxycontin before you was plotting Molly moves. Yeah, baby girl, I'm your best look. From the home of the best cook. Nigga shopping carts, nigga baby strollers, I don't care. I'm down for whatever the fuck the West push. Haters hate, let they mouths move. Don't make me show up to the Grammys this year in a pair of house shoes. Banging favorite entertainment while I'm low riding. Ass jacked up, nose diving. Cali nigga.
California sunshine, mustache, dope rise. Best smoke out here on the West side. No place I'd rather be. White tees and khakis is all I see. Real G's, you know, street flow, set tripping out here. Take caution when you do a show. It's just them Cali ways. It's the everyday life, this side don't change.
What up, Rocky? We had him, cut. Yeah. Sucker niggas, come on. We hit the corner, nigga. Let's suck a nigga. To get paid, love the nation like Ruben Lane. Who the bang gon' lose lane? Mo, get hot flame all through your plane. No next lit, I'm reckless with a death wish, but I gotta get bread for an exit. Get dressed off a new check, 10K to the neck, bitch. Hoes on me, diamonds like solid foes on me. No hoes, homie. Keep yapping, I come back. Shut your shit down like COVID, homie. Real shit, I'm built with a few clip, and I will spit and shoot it out with the peak. If I'm caught on some ill shit. Up, no ease up, light trees up till I'm gone. Got three sluts and they eat up my D all the way home. Niggas lurking, I be smirking. Pussy niggas wanna play, okay, K. Probably catch you while I'm putting work in. Pop you in your face, okay, K. Action got my can jerking. Stop me, nigga, no way, AKK. Piece of B when G's come, nigga, better stay out my way, AKK. Meditate for you, levitate on your tomb, my death. Fuck KKKK.
No, I roll with the Heat, but no, I fuck with the Lakers. I say my Thule, my Thule, my Thule. Go to the movies, my Thule. Stay with the nigga, even if in jacuzzis. And I don't trust no bitch, I don't fuck with them niggas. Just know my team way colder. On my neck is Jehovah. Hold up niggas, me and my Rovers. Yeah, we flip over Rovers. Got that old school paper. It was counted by Moses. I'm on my JetBlue shit. Fly, crippin' your flyer. Got that cocaine white to get you high as Mariah. And I don't get nicked by the cannon. On the grind like a tool of that red thing outside. Call that bitch Ferris Bueller. Just know I'm fucking with Cassius. Me and all of my basses. And we ain't giving no passes. All we do is get active. I'm on my West Coast shit. Like I'm OG Ice Cube. But Snoop
niggas, they RuPaul.
Proof with this shit, honey, proof with this shit. Yeah, my candy pockets full of grand stem in the mall. Wanna play with it, stuff the nigga say what's up. When you rock it, hit the alley, burn your bitch ass up. Hold the roof with this shit, honey, proof with this shit. Yeah, my candy pockets full of grand stem in the mall. Wanna play with it, stuff the nigga say what's up. When you rock it, hit the alley, burn your bitch ass up.
EA Ski Track. I got my niggas MC Ren and Ice Cube on that rebel music.
That's that rebel music. That's that rebel music. That's that rebel music. That's that rebel music. That's that rebel music. That's that rebel music. That's that rebel music. That's that rebel. That's that rebel. That's that rebel music.
Looking through Bill 2020. Weak ass niggas done fucked up plenty. This the rap game, niggas ruining shit. When you with the Bill, make your ass pay the bill. Hope you niggas die twice, homie, overkill. Video hoes, y'all made them stars. Fuck your money, fuck your cars. Niggas spit some hot bars. Black motherfuckers out here trying to bust, you can trust me, they are not ours. Hollywood ass motherfuckers in here, always trying to act like they some stars. If it ain't rough, nigga, ain't the villain. Ren, where you been, homie, y'all been chilling. Can't believe how y'all fools let all these whack motherfuckers up in the building. EA Ski, MC Ren, yeah, nigga, I'm back again. Every time I take a break, garbage ass niggas wanna be fake villains and put me back in. Yep, yep. Y'all know what time it is. It can only be one villain. I'm about to hurt they feelings. Villains ain't got no feeling.
Throw your shit in the air. It's that rebel music. Like you don't fucking care. It's that rebel music. We're about to put it down on fools right now. With that rebel music. It's that rebel music. That's that rebel music. Throw your shit in the air. It's that rebel music. Like you don't fucking care. It's that rebel music. We're about to put it down on fools right now. With that rebel music. It's that rebel music. That rebel music.
Y'all niggas know Ice Cube's a rebel. Do you wanna know how I fooled the devil? Already know that I'm down with Irvin. Don't give a fuck about Donald Sterling. Niggas in Paris, Paris is burning. I'm here to exterminate the vermin. Pick them up like Richard Sherman. Straight out of Compton, here's a sermon. Ice Cube, nigga, praise the Lord. If you don't want to bow, raise your sword. Turn your ass to a smorgasbord. I'm the fucking chairman of the board. Y'all bitches think I'm a hooligan, cause I'm in the bins with MC Ren. Nah, motherfucker, I'm a businessman. Fuck you up with my business plan. Started off as an African, then I got hit with American. Now, motherfucker, I think I can turn the world into Disneyland. Then I got scammed by the TSA. All they want is DNA. Change the letters of the USA. Shit, might as well say CIA.
Throw your shit in the air. It's that rebel music. Like you don't fucking care. It's that rebel music. We're about to put it down on fools right now. With that rebel music. It's that rebel music. That rebel music. Throw your shit in the air. It's that rebel music. Like you don't fucking care. It's that rebel music. We're about to put it down on fools right now. With that rebel music. It's
in these streets, ain't got shit to eat. Rob your ass and fall asleep to that rebel music. Motherfuckers bust the police. Can't be black and get peace. That brutality increased. These whack fools don't cease putting that whack shit out. That bragging about some money shit, we could do without. Nigga, watch your mouth. Don't forget I'm the villain. Nigga, I gave birth to y'all. Starting to reach out to a few of y'all niggas, but I realized y'all wasn't worth the call. First of all, y'all shit be whack. Homies ain't gonna tell you that. Especially when they kiss your ass and they smoking up your sack. Homie, step to the back. Feeling coming, still always in to something. Still all my shit bumping. Well, y'all niggas all about nothing. West Coast bomb. Me and my nigga Ski. Me and my nigga B. Like me and my nigga E. Too hard, motherfuckers that you can't see. So don't fuck with me, nigga, this that OG. What? Throw your shit in the air. It's that rebel music. Like you don't fucking care. It's that rebel music. We're about to put it down on fools right now. With that rebel music. It's that rebel music. That rebel music. Throw your shit in the air. It's that rebel music. Like you don't fucking care. It's that rebel music. We're about to put it down on fools right now. With that rebel music. It's
out. This is Lord Jamar, brand Nubian, known associates is in effect right now. You checking out Die For Radio with my man Dialansky. That's how we do it. Peace to the gods and earths. One.
Down a gang bang, I'm waiting on the train.
I know you feel this.
North.
Who is this with malicious onslaughts? Keith Murray, UGK, and all my Lord Jamal. And we busting on all you losers. Riding 20 deep in two black Land Cruisers. Recognize or get paralyzed with the drum. Where I'm from, I promise you a fair one. The blast you would've gone. And everybody standing around like it's funny. Junior LOD, picking your pockets for your money. To check it, I slide off and make a funky record about it. No more than 4 minutes and some seconds. And live wire connected. For my peoples on the street, you respect it. And the G's hoop these Benz and Lexus. My squad stretches from New York to Port Arthur, Texas. Let's see who's next to test this. Some herbs ready to get their heads served to the R curve.
Die for radio. You know, I had to mix that up. That Lord Jamar, you know what I'm saying? That UGK, that Keith Murray, again, talking about them blends. But without any further ado, I got the grandmaster himself, Melly Mel in the house, Die for radio, do the knowledge. What's happening with you, homie?
Because I can't call it. I'm just in the gym just trying to get a quick workout. And I guess the times got mixed up. So I called in earlier, and I got, like, the answer or whatever. But then Trailer Pearl told me to call in now. And now we good money. I'm, you know, just getting this workout and just keeping these bands on flow. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
that's what I do.
That's what's up. Now, in you know, sorry about the mix-up or whatever happened, but the moral of that story is we have you now. We're able to chop it up. Obviously, Cheryl's going to be coming through. Y'all got that new single. Beautiful things happening in the works right now, regardless of a mix-up or whatnot, because we here right now doing it.
Right, no doubt. Hey, look, the way I see it, I mean, you know, hip-hop is an ever-changing thing, and, you know, just like it changed for us, you know, it's going to have to change for everybody. And, you know, and what I be trying to tell, you know, my folks and my people is like, I mean, for us, we got to try to grow this thing up. You know, you can't, you know, and even like as far as kids, you know, music industry kids or whatever, you can't keep up with young kids and try to grow down. That ain't too late. You got to just grow that thing on up. And that's what, you know, my me and Sheryl Pearl are doing out there. We got like a bunch of different projects, but it's all based on the grown man's version of what hip-hop is. And not saying that it's old versus new, because music never gets old. If you creating good music, it never gets old. But you gotta put that mature version of what this thing is about out there, because that's the only thing that ain't out there. And as far as I'm concerned, that's what makes the whole game is stagnant. Because all you have is just, you know, young people talking about young shit. You know what I mean? You ain't got mature people talking about mature shit.
Yeah. But there's a lot, though, that even regardless of what you're talking about, we talk about this a lot on the show, too. So I'm glad you brought this up. But there's a lot just in music knowledge, not even rapping. Just, you know, other music that's not applied to music nowadays. And I think that's where a lot of the substance... to where,
yeah, I mean,
we listen to everything. Soul, you know, you name it, we listen to it, apply that to music. A lot of that's not happening nowadays.
Right, because like I said, it's like, and a lot of it is the industry's fault, but most of it is the fault of the artists, because you got artists that really, they effort, and they know the type of real guy, ain't trying to be an artist. You know, they're just trying to make paper. So whatever they think, you know, is going to sell a record, that's what they're out there trying to do. And the main thing is, a lot of what they think that's going to sell a record, you know, the whole, you know, we put me out on YouTube, you know, that whole mixtape game, you know, the whole gangster thing, and, you know, that whole popping bottles aspect of hip-hop, that's kind of old action.
Yeah.
That's been 15 years. That's been was just, you know, young cats, you know, just trying to make a big thing out of hustling and growing up in the hood and all that. But, you know, everybody heard all that. So, I mean, some of the records, I mean, as far as musically, some of the records are good records, but they're not important records. They don't really mean nothing. You know, in the grand scheme of things, and as far as, you know, where hip hop could be, a lot of the songs just don't mean nothing. And even, you have even good artists. I mean, like a Kanye West. What was his last important record? Like, he was busy trying to do something else instead of just, you know, make that joint. You know, make that gold digger joint. Do that joint. You know what I mean? So that goes back to what I'm saying. A lot of what cats are trying to do that they would think, you know, is going to sell the record, it has really nothing to do with records at all. And then that stagnates, you know, that stagnates. How you doing, my brother? All right now? And then that stagnates, you know, the whole industry. But that's why you need, you know, a different perspective. You need a different perspective, and then that's what's going to, you know, make everybody, you know, you got to try to tighten it up a little. You got to try to mature this thing up. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, from the outside looking in, if you didn't know nothing about the hip-hop industry or nothing about black culture or nothing about the ghetto, you would think there's a bunch of idiots that's all through the ghetto. You know, you think all people doing is shooting up and popping bottles and, you know, but that ain't what it's all about. There's other things to be said. There's other stories to be told out there. They tell it.
Now, but where do we, I guess, complete the circle? And this is, I mean, an absolute perfect question for you, coming from where you came from. We're in a, you know, where you came from, where it went, you're still involved with. We're from an era where sounding different made you successful. Now we're in an era making you successful by sounding like the last person single. How do we flip this coin, though, if you will? Because we got to do something. Now, I will have to say, though, there's plenty of, I don't want to say underground, there's still plenty of good rappers out there that still put substance in their music, but you do have to look for it. It's not out there like it used to be. But how do we flip this coin to have substantial hip-hop again, substantial MCs, and have it on the front line? Because that's the way it used to be.
Well, you know what? And I don't want people to think that I'm going to the mindset that every song that comes out got to mean something. And it's just because the song is the child of the individual that's doing that song. Because the main thing about where hip-hop is now that I don't like and that I never approved of was the images that they're sending out to people. That don't mean nothing. You know, a person that comes from the hood and that's all you got to promote is that you're from the hood, that don't mean nothing. And that's why none of the songs are important, whether they're good or bad songs, because the image that you suggested is that the best thing that's happened in the hood is not how people stand in the hood. That's not, you know what I mean, but they're promoting it out there like, you know, like, even like fans of, you know, if you're a fan of Tupac and you believe in Thug Life, then why ain't you, and if you believe in Tupac, should I say, if you believe in Tupac, then why ain't you writing a Dear Mama? You know, why ain't you showing some kind of sensitivity or some empathy or some kind of sympathy for your own people, the people that you grow around? Why is it you talking like, you know, all you believe in is Thug Life, and then the only message that you projected is that you care less about your own people than white people? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the hip-hop that we came up with was the music of the poor. We had nothing. We was talking about having money, but we wasn't talking about having money just to make people in our neighborhood that didn't have money look bad. You know, it was an uplifting movement. And then when it got serious, it turned into something else. How is it right now hip-hop is the music of the dope dealer or hip-hop is the music of the gangbanger? How do you do that? You know, how do you constantly do that as a person who would call himself a rapper? How would you do that? Why would you do that? Like, hip-hop, is, your message is how you making money selling dope with chilling niggas. How could you do that? How could you be that stupid? How could you be that much of a low-level individual to promote that? Like, that's the main thing that these dudes promote. And the company, you know, like, Interscope or somebody going to find Chief Keith after they heard that, you know, he had something to do with some little boy getting killed. Why would you do that? It makes no sense. You see what I'm saying? It makes no sense. And the main thing is this, it has nothing to do with music.
Yeah. So what was your goal? And I'll ask this, you know, going back to, you know, the Furious Five, you know, even, say even before that, because there's always something before when you know, someone gets established or do what they're due to really take that next step. What was your goal? Now, you said, you know, it was music for the poor. We, you know, and you know, we've had a number of guests on here that come from that era, and they've all said, you know, beautiful things about the struggle, the culture, huge part, you know, the culture, this and that. But what was your main goal way back then?
Well, the main thing was simply to be entertaining. It was just you had a crowd in front of you, and because the early crowds, it was just DJs, and they said, you know, Lil Fizz is on the mic, and they were just mixing records, but it wasn't entertaining. It had no showmanship. It had no, you know, stage presence involved. That was the main thing. That was the first thing we did, just to add, you know, the element of the entertainment. So then when people came to the gym, they knew that they were going to have a good time because it was going to be something they're going to do than just dance and listen to DJs and laugh. So that basically was all it was, you know, from the onset, you know, and then everything else, you know, as the culture evolved, everything else just fell into place. But, you know, the main thing was just to be an entertainer, just be the, because look, your audience was, first of all, your audience was just people that came to dance. And then it was them hard niggas. You see what I'm saying? If you weren't coming in the right direction with these kind of dudes, you was gonna get hurt anyway because that's why they was there, just to, you know, just to be predatory. That was their thing. They were looking for somebody to stick up. And we were so entertaining and started doing shout outs and making it a part of the whole thing that, you know, all that kind of, you know, it kind of evened itself out. Not that you couldn't come to a party and get stuck up. You could, but those dudes was having such a good time, it even that changed. Because that wasn't their main ulterior motive when they came to the jam. They even came to the jam to have fun. And they even their name shouted out and all that there. So, you know, it evolved. Now, there's no evolution. If anything now, it's devolving. It's going somewhere else, right? You know what I mean? And as the music goes somewhere else, society went somewhere else. And that's the main thing that's hurtful. All of these cats come from the hood. If you can't stand nothing what's right in the hood, what kind of dude are you? And that's what I'm saying. The music don't mean nothing to me. But the type of dude that's doing that music, what kind of dude are you when you can't stand up for your own hood? Like when 20 dudes got shot in Chicago, 20 people got shot in Chicago, 6 people got killed over the weekend, and nobody that was from Chicago said that it was wrong. Nobody. And that just goes to show there's a desensitivity to what goes on in the average black person's neighborhood to where it don't, you know, like your life don't mean nothing. Like if somebody hear a conversation that we're having on the radio right now and they disagree and then they came and shot you or somebody came in the gym and shot me, nobody should be talking like that. They wouldn't say that that's not right. They wouldn't say that he shouldn't have got shot just for speaking his mind. You see what I'm saying? They got so beat up the time. They got so caught up in showing so much love to, you know, the unfortunate of the ghetto or, you know, people that they would think are underprivileged that everybody else just got swept up in all the BS. Like that's the only thing, like that's the most important thing that we got going for. And it's not. But if you were to listen to the music and listen to what's going on in the street, it is.
But see, it's strange though, because again, going back to the era, even, you know, growing up through the 90s to that hip hop, I felt like I knew every artist. I hear everybody rap I grew up listening to. I felt like I knew them because of what they said in their tracks. And even though shit is still real on the streets, like you brought up Chicago, I mean, I got a lot of peoples in Chicago. They deal with it every day. My homie Wayne G from my record label, you know, lives out there, Southside, you know, still deals with it, being positive. But the point is, you know, I felt like I knew these people. They always spoke the truth. And regardless if they were talking about something negative, it's just what they saw. The point of talking about it was to release it and make it positive. everybody highlights all this now. Like, oh, that's a part of rap. Well, kind of, that was a part of hip-hop to get people out. Because, and this is I bring up this question too, and I bring it up with a lot of people, but I think it's a valid question. Part of hip-hop, part of rapping and everything, even if you're breakdancing, even if you're a graffiti artist, a battle rapper, doesn't matter, a producer, a DJ, you all go in there with a major sense of confidence, a major sense of I'm the best out there ever. So you hop on the mic like that, and it's definitely part of it. But you, did you feel when you were starting this and the people you dealt with that hip-hop was going to have the impact that it did?
Well, I never thought that it would be a bunch of what I would call outsiders being involved in hip-hop. I knew we were going to be doing this, but I definitely didn't think that it was going to have the impact that it did, and more specifically, the adverse impact that it did. You know what I mean? Because music should create other types of music.
Live action Doffo radio, you already know how it goes down.
Yeah, I'm just in the gym. That's my people's big ass right there. So the point is, I would have never thought that, that like all of this, you know, because being a hip hop came out of gangbanger, I never thought that gangbanger would come back into hip hop through hip hop. You see what I'm saying? Like, even after NWA, because NWA, you know, that was their thing. They were the first two dudes to do West Coast rap, and it should have been left to them. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody's like trying to take everybody else in lane. So now you got thousands of guys doing what only 100 guys should realistically do, because they the only guys that can really do it. You see what I'm saying? It's like you can't, in other words, you can't be a DJ unless you can DJ. You see what I'm saying? You can't get up there, I don't care what kind of level, you know, DVDs, the Rhino, whatever kind of level, you can't DJ unless you can DJ. You can't be in a band unless you can play an instrument, or you can't be a singer unless you can really sing. The top rappers out here, they can't rap to save their motherfucking life. But they're allowed to do it. Because it ain't no checks and balances. Just like in basketball, you got Charles Barkley in them. When a motherfucker make a bad play, you're going to put him on blast. You ain't got nobody that could put a dude on blast as far as his rhyme skill, as far as, you know, his image, as far as his stage show. They just go out there and they do what they want to do, and then they think it's the best thing that's ever been done. But it's not. And it hurts the game. Because these are dudes that really, first of all, they don't want to do it. And second of all, they just really can't do it. It's not them. You know, you got a dude that want to be a big nigga in the street. You're really not a big nigga in the street, but then you get on the song and say you're a big nigga in the street. So does that make you a big nigga on the street? No, but the people, the perception of the people, okay, yeah, he got to be a big nigga on the street. Because listen, he just said something, so he just said this and that. He must know what he's talking about because he said it. But all of it is false. That's why I disrespect the majority of rap, almost 90% of it, I disrespect it. And even what's going on in the street, I disrespect it because it's wrong. It's not like this real dope dealer selling dope. It's mostly little gangbanger dudes that been killed off the dope dealer. Now they trying to sell dope, but they still got their little gangbanger way. You're not going to win like that. And it ain't like nobody snitching. You're getting busted because you're still trying to sell dope with your little gangbanger way. Riding down with weed in the car. You got dope in the car. You got a gun in the car. You see what I'm saying? You got dope in the, you got cocaine in the car, but you're just playing loud music, and after that, while you're in the car, you ain't like, it's crazy. You go, okay, well, we got to be low post because we got a kilo in the car. And your little gang banging around, all this killing that's going on because so-and-so did so-and-so, and real drug dealers, they not into the killing like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, anybody in Detroit, they know what happened to Maserati wrecking them. You know, those are real drug dealers. But it ain't like that no more. That's what you got, guys that they're covering up, they say, but you're a state dope dealer. You know, I mean, gangbanger. And if you a blood or a crip and you in New York, you're not a real crip. But they don't feel like that. Yeah, we're a crip. How could you be a real crip? Go to LA and get with the crips, and then say you're a real crip. You don't even know one nigga in LA that's a crip, but you saying you're a crip. You're not a crip. You just saying you fake cripping it. You ain't really cripping it like that because you ain't go to LA and get an okay from the real crips in LA or the real drugs in LA. You see what I'm saying? It's all fake.
No, it definitely is. But you know what? The one thing that's before I say that, I do have to say this. Like you said, you're not a DJ. Don't be a DJ, this and that. You know, technology allows people to not be something but portray it on the internet. You understand that. And I know you do. And it's unbelievable because you have no talent cats that have a little bit of money behind them so they can put their own music on iTunes. They can pay somebody to do a beat. They can buy equipment for the home studio and watch a YouTube video on how to mix music. Now, obviously, real recognized real, that's been the game since it started. But
that's the game. That's the rules.
Yeah. But to say the question, though, actually I had is that the people are buying it. So if the people are buying it, usually it boils down to the DJs. Are the DJs a little bit of the blame that the state of hip-hop is in right now?
Well, everybody's to blame because you said the key word, and I tell people this all the time because I talk hip-hop with people all the time, and I say this all the time, real recognize real.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rules. Can't nobody deny that. So if you trying to ride with the fake dude, then obviously fake recognize fake. There's a lot of fake going on around here. I'm not talking about listening to Rick Ross's record. I'm talking about Rick Ross. If you gonna recognize Rick Ross and you know who Freeway is and all these hip hop niggas, they know who Freeway is, and if you gonna recognize Rick Ross instead of recognizing Freeway, obviously fake recognize fake, so they're all fake.
Yep.
It's all fake.
I have the pleasure of knowing a Freeway on a very personal basis. I actually just was with him the other night at the Tech N9ne show. And you can't talk about, regardless of what you're saying, if you don't know who Freeway is and this and that, you can't talk about a more realer dude than him. That is some cool, cool people right there. One of the smartest people that walk this fucking earth right now. I'm just throwing that out there.
Hey, listen, I had an opportunity to talk with him briefly, right? But now, like I said, at the end of the day, everybody knows that story. And that's why they're fake. The average dude on the street that's selling dope, that's out there gangbanging. I'm not talking about all because look, real recognize real. If you real, I could take a look at you and tell whether it's real or not. I'm 53 years old. You know what I'm saying? But if you fake and you if you think you're real and you recognize in the fake guy, you're a fraud. It's all a fraud. And that's what I say. I'm not gonna respect that. I'm not gonna respect somebody that's okay. You and your little crew muscled into the dope game, and y'all really can't sell dope, and I'm going to have to respect you as a dope dealer? Come on, that's a joke. You're a joke right now. Because at the end of the day, you're going to go, because I tell people all the time, if you just sold dope, if they only got dope on you, they can't give you that so much time. Freeway is pretty much today. He's in the streets right today.
Yep.
Because he did one thing. He wasn't involved in, you know, nine different things. You know, they caught him with the silencer on him in the car with the dope and the young girl. You know what I mean? It wasn't like that. They had the one thing on him. They caught him with that, and that's what they tagged him with. You see what I'm saying? Because he was one thing, and he stuck with what he was doing. You see what I'm saying? But how you going to be a Freeway the rapper? I mean, Rick Ross the rapper, and you rock, you show you doing crazy dope, and you killing nigga. Come on, you fake. Nobody could do that much.
Well, and this is actually, and I had this conversation with Freeway, and he was like, look, I get the name, I get this, you know, whatever. It's a business. You know, I'm never going to hate on somebody making their money. He was like, but at this point in time, especially I'm out, and everybody that knows about Freeway, go get that book he just dropped, The Real Rick Ross. Either way, he was like, the one thing that I hit him up about is that I did my time. I did what I had to do, did my time, got out. You have all this money right now using my name. Everybody obviously knows what I went to prison for. And you don't do really, you know, as far as you're using my name to be a drug dealer again, a killer again, a this and that. He's like, I don't want my name in that right now. Like, I don't. I've been through all that. That's what I'm trying to do.
And now watch. And Rick Ross should have respected that. Then as a dude from the street, as a brother, and he said, hey, and he got money, he just begged him out, you know, hit him up with some bread, and everybody keep him moving. No, he going, you know, act like, you know, like he's street, like he's street authorized like that, just to do it any kind of way like that. But, you know what I mean? That's safe. And when the people don't acknowledge that, like I said, I judge them as being safe. I mean, I'm not talking about listening to a song, because a song is one thing. But when you perpetrate a fraud, and like you said, the rules is real, recognize real. Now, if you're going to recognize him over freeway, then you're a fraud, because you're going to recognize that. I met Rick Ross, the rapper. He didn't seem like he was a bad guy, and I'm not talking about judging him as a good or a bad guy. When I said
what
he's doing is fake, is a fraud. He's perpetrating a fraud. And if you don't want to understand that, I mean, that makes it extra crazy. Like, you're going to stand up and say, okay, what you did was the right thing? Come on now.
It was so funny. It was so funny, homie, because, like I said, we was just last Wednesday at this Tech 9 show, House of Blues, and I was talking with one of the dudes there about the same conversation. This cat's from Miami, and he was like, nah, he's just mad because Rick Ross making millions. This and that. I was like, nah, homie, like, for real. Like, he's really talking about something substantial about using the name and what he's trying to do. So we walk outside. You know what I'm saying? Because we backstage and this, and we walk out on a little porch. Guess who's there selling his books? Freeway Rick Ross, okay?
Wow.
Newspaper, books, T-shirts. He's over there just grinding right there on Sunset Boulevard. Do you think the dude I was talking to was talking any of that shit while Freeway was right there? Hell no. Not my job to call him out, though. You know what I'm saying? I was there doing my job for Hype Magazine and Dot 4 Radio. But at the same time, I was laughing my ass off because, I know Freeway. You know what I'm saying? We have mixtapes. I have a couple mixtapes I'm hosting with Freeway and this and that. But you should have seen dude be like, oh, Freeway is good. I think dude even bought a book, homie, on the real.
But number one, see, that's what he's supposed to do anyway. But now number two, and that's the main thing, which should have been number one, he's supposed to recognize that instead of that. Real, recognize real. Yeah. That's what I'm always going back to. If you can't recognize this man and what he did, and don't put no buts, there ain't no buts in it. Either he is Rick Ross or he ain't Rick Ross. And the rapper Rick Ross is Rick Ross or he ain't Rick Ross. There ain't no buts. You can't put a butt to that. Regardless of how you feel about his song, see, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what he did. He perpetrated a fraud. And if it would have been anybody else, if it would have been somebody saying that they're Melly Mel, going on trying to make the paper be a Melly Mel, or somebody imitating anybody. It's not just that you're fraud. It's fraudulent. You know what I mean? Like, most of us can't understand Freeway's point of view because it ain't gambling. If it was you, then you would understand. You would understand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Somebody going to take your name and your persona. It's not that he just took his name. It's almost like you did a CB4. That's what he did. If you watch the movie, CB4 did exactly. The only difference is that Rick Ross didn't try to kill him while he was on the road.
Yep, and I completely agree. I can't agree. And, you know, it's unfortunate because when I talk to people about this, I'm not really a fan of Rick Ross's music, I have to say. You know, I'm a little more old school than that. And so people always be like, well, you don't even like his music anyway, so of course you're going to say that. But I agree with you 100%. I'm like, no, it has nothing to do with this music. It's the principles of what's happening. So, well, regardless to get into that, because we already heard that, I got a few just little history that I want to clear up and make sure that things good, because I thought this was fascinating. I thought I knew, you know, a lot about you and hip-hop and this and that, but I read some things this last couple of days getting, you know, prepared for the interview, and the last week, actually, and you were really the first. Were you really the first rapper to coin MC for yourself, Master of Ceremonies?
Yes, sir. Exactly. Before that, like I said, it was DJs and breakdancers. I started out as a breakdancer, and then me and my brother, you know, started rocking on the mic. That was, you know, like I said, just trying to be entertaining. That's what we added to the repertoire, what we were trying to do. And we, you know, changed it to MC. And then when everybody else started saying MC, we changed it to EMCEE. Because we all meant the same thing. Master Ceremony, the guy for a running show. And that's what we meant. And that's, you know, that's what we became, you know, that's what that became our repertoire. And it was trying to pull on, you know, the most spectacular shows of hip-hop.
Absolutely. And then you bring up hip-hop, goes to my next question, because you can't believe everything you read, but this was another fact that stood out to me. Obviously, Cowboy Keith Wiggins, member of the group, they say he created hip-hop while teasing in the Army from scat singing.
Yeah, a brother named Mike. His name is Kokomo. He was built for the Army, that's how it came, and it stuck. And even then, people wasn't calling it hip hop. What they were doing, hip hop at first was kind of derogatory because how they used to, what they used to say to us would be this. They wouldn't say, yo, that hip hop y'all doing is dope. What we used to get more of when they used the term hip hop, it was like, yo, y'all need more, y'all better get it down because that hip hop shit ain't gonna last forever. They would say more of that. It wouldn't be like, yo, that hip hop what y'all was doing is dope. You know, you know what I mean? It was more like a derogatory term for the stuff. And it didn't go out of style yet.
Well, we brought this up, you know, we've had Spoonie G, we've had Grandmaster Caz, we've had, you know, crazy, just Chuck D and all, you know, just you name it. And we've all talked about one thing. It's like you listen to hip hop now. Go listen to even Channel 7, regular cable, like 2, 4, 7, 9, 11, whatever it is. I'm on the West Coast. But you listen to the commercials, it's a hip-hop beat in the background. Even shows that have nothing to do with hip-hop and this and that, they'll do a little preview of the show. It's a hip-hop beat in the background.
Yeah, well, like I said, that's how hip-hop definitely worked his way into the mainstream, you know, because but that's the kind of music that it was anyway, because it wasn't any particular kind of music. It was just whatever we felt was gonna rock the crowd. So all of those songs and that type of music became hip-hop music. So literally it was the music of the people, so it was only right that it's the music of the people. The only thing that needs to be done right now is, like I said, you know, when we first started chopping it up, you got to put it or put some of it on a more mature level, so then you could captivate all the different levels of your fan base. And what the industry did was they chopped off the main part of their fan base. The part that they loved it first, they chopped all that off. So you got these kids that really, they don't really know what hip hop is, because gangster rap and trap music ain't necessarily hip hop unless you can call it that. But that's not necessarily what it is. That's like the difference between country music and bluegrass. My brother, how you doing, brother? All right, now. You see what I'm saying? It's a difference. The average, you know, the average novice would listen to it. Yeah, it's all country music. No, it is a difference. There's a difference between country music and bluegrass.
Yep.
You would only know if you understood the music.
There's a difference between heavy metal and rock.
Exactly. It's a difference. But you wouldn't know by listening to the guitar unless you knew it by guitar.
Yep. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Well, I know you in the gym and doing your thing. I know there was a mix-up. We appreciate you taking the time to rock with us. Before I let you go, a couple of things. Definitely tell these people what you got going, you know, how to follow you, whether Facebook, whatever it is, to know what you got going. And just anything new. I'm going to play this single before I let you go too, but go ahead and just enlighten these people on what you got right now. 2014, OG Grandmaster Melly Mel, what's happening?
Yeah, well, I'm, of course, I'm on Facebook and Instagram as Melly Mel Glover. You know, of course, you got the record that me and Cheryl did. We also doing a thing in New York. We're doing two projects coming out of New York. We're doing the Universal Hip Hop our museum and my personal project. We're doing the Windows of Hip Hop, and that's going to be like a school where we're doing curriculum. We're going to be in the school and try to help, you know, young people and older people, because there's a lot, professors, teachers, you know, students, dancers, and you know, going to the school to help people learn through hip hop culture. So it's like writing curriculum, you know, and just, you know, showing people that you can do more with hip hop than dance and DJ and rap and do graffiti. Like there's a whole lifestyle, there's a whole lifestyle component into it that we're gonna, you know, put that into the school, and it is, you know, you'll hear about it because we got a crazy big buzz, you know, in New York already from what we're about to do with it.
That's what's up. So just beautiful things. I got to tell you, too, I mean, it's just been an absolute honor to speak with you on just a personal basis, a hip-hop basis, you name it basis, if you will. And I appreciate you taking the time. If I could definitely, though, because we need it, get a Die 4 radio drop from you before you go, and then I'm going to go to this track.
Okay. What's the name of the show again?
Die for Radio.
Die for Radio, okay.
Go ahead.
This is Melly Bell, a.k.a. Muscle Smithers, not for the biggest thing in the game, and you're listening to Die for Radio, baby. Step up the game, how much attention?
That's what's up. Well, definitely keep us involved. Like I said, I'm going to play this single. I'm going to, you know, definitely hold you down as much as I can, but you know, we'll make contact. Obviously, big shout out to my man Todd Davis, and we're here for you though. So anything you guys got going, whether you share with you by yourself, Cheryl by yourself, it doesn't matter. We're literally here for the art. We're here for the music. I wouldn't be here without you. You feel me? So it's like, you know, we're definitely gonna hold you down here. I'm going to keep in contact with you. Please keep in contact with me, and we'll make sure that, you know, we connect these dots in a real basis.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. No doubt.
So we got someone that raised their hand real quick on the call line, 404-997. We live on Die 4 Radio with Grandmaster Melly Mel himself, the legend. What's happening with you?
Yo, what it do, Hot Boy Turk in the building.
Woo! Turk in the house, you already know. We just finishing up right now with, again, Melly Mel in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all stay up. I'm going to just finish up this workout right quick.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we definitely could be hollering. We appreciate your time. You know what I'm saying, Grandmaster Melly Mel, we'll be talking to you soon.
My brother. All right, now.
That's what's up. Grandmaster in the house. We're going to get to his single. We got our next special guest in the house. Turk, what's happening with you, big homie?
Man, I'm cooling, man. I just got the message, bro. I've been in the studio all day, man. You're working my bad, man. I'm late.
It's all good, man. And like I said, there was a little mix-up with schedules and everything today anyways. But, you know, the beautiful part about that is that we all here now. We're all here for music. We got OGs and legends in the house, and that's the way it really goes down.
For sure, man. I appreciate it anytime, bro.
That's what's up. So obviously these people know who you are, but I do, and we had this discussion with Melly Mel a little bit, I do have a younger audience that maybe not know. So go ahead and shed some light on these people real quick and just tell them your status, homie. Come on.
Man, you know, Hot Boy, original Hot Boy, Young Turk, started off with Cash Money. You know, Wayne, BG, Juvenile, Birdman, Baby. You know, Manny Fresh, Sugar Slim. We broke them doors up open in 99, man, you know what I'm saying? Back that thing up, bling, bling, my solo, where I'm young and thugging. And now I'm back out here after doing my little college vacation, you know what I'm saying? Back doing my thing, man, this YNT Empire, just pushing, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, for sure. Now, I asked a lot of people this question, but I definitely, especially in movement, like what you guys have, what you started, what you did, and what you accomplished, all of the above. I got to ask, because the reason I ask this question, hip-hop coming from the culture it does, the streets it come from, regardless if it's New York, L.A., down south, doesn't matter. But it's all about confidence. I'm the best rapper. I'm the best producer. I'm the best DJ. You know, we the best crew. Did y'all think you was going to blow up like you did? And I, the reason I prefaced that before, because it's a game of confidence. Of course we're the best. But did y'all know it was going to blow like that?
I mean, when you're doing it, man, it's like a lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? You just wake up every day out of habit. Like, you love to do it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you really don't be seeing the benefits of it, man, until you really just get a chance to just sit back and see it for what it is, you know what I'm saying? So we just was working, man, just working, you know what I'm saying? And it just jumped off, man. One day we woke up, man, with a $30 million deal from Universal. And you know what I'm saying, man, it just took off from there. 400 Degrees came out. Then the Hot Boys came out. All our solo records came out. And, you know, man, we were setting trends around the world, doing big old tours and arenas, you know what I'm saying? Went from nothing to something. I can't hear nothing, bro.
Can you hear us now, homie?
Yeah.
That's just Block Talk. You know, the technological era that we're in right now, sometimes Block Talk want to mess with us a little bit. But what I was saying, if you didn't hear it, is like you said, around the world. That's a huge statement. When you know, because Europe... hip-hop is crazy out there.
Yeah.
You know, but on that...
I actually didn't get a chance to, like, go overseas and nothing, you know what I'm saying? But my music then went all over the world. Like, I'm talking about, man, it's crazy. Like, still getting royalty checks, man. So, and it shows the statement of where the music is. It's just crazy how it touches so many people.
And it really did. I mean, but you know, I'll have to. I mean, shit. As a producer myself, an artist myself, y'all was doing music and making it sound good when it just wasn't a laptop in a home studio. And I think that's a huge part of the game that people don't realize, that it wasn't just, even if you had a setup at a home. Or, you know, a little rented space or anything like that. It wasn't, like, easy to do music back then. And you couldn't put your own shit on iTunes or YouTube or SoundCloud or Reverb Nation. You know, it's just crazy. So how do you think you guys personally found your success?
Man, just grinding, you know, just staying down when people say we couldn't get up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just kept on pushing, being in the studio every day. And we had, like, a strong backbone, like Baby and Slim, man. They was really, like, the brains of everything. So, you know, we was all young. They just kept us working, man, kept us in the studio and had us mimicking Tupac, like, you know, showing how he was a workaholic and what he did and how he did it. And, you know, he always used to throw that, you know, how that's how we found out how to write 16 from Pop, you know what I'm saying? Like we was in school, you know what I'm saying? And we learned from the best teachers, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. That's great, too, because I know there's still certain moods. I love when people bring up Pop, man, because I can listen to Pop any day, don't get me wrong. But when I'm really in a mood, you know, I put on, like, Me Against the World, you know, I don't know. I have a special feeling for the Machiavelli album, stuff like that. It definitely puts me in the right place. Obviously, you got tons of new stuff going on, homie. I mean, I expect no less. Let's talk about the, you know, some of these songs, the new music you got going. We got Phone Keep Ringing. I know that's big on the agenda right now. Tell the little people about this.
Phone Keep Ringing is actually on my upcoming album, Mission Possible. You know, I felt like, you know, I was supposed to drop my album May 5th, but I pushed it back due to the fact that I had to touch on a few more personal issues, you know what I'm saying? But the people want to know why I ain't dropped nothing off the album, so, you know, I did it for my fans. I dropped, like, two songs. Just dropped another one called Married to the Thuggin', featuring Starlito All-Star. People might know him, man. You know what I'm saying? Just, man, just giving my fans, man, letting them know that, you know, I ain't letting them down. You know, I'm still working. You know, sometimes to get a little technical with the labels and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta go off their timing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just pushing, man, just constantly working and constantly being in the studio and, you know, doing what I need to do to make sure that my fans are satisfied. You know, that's why you keep seeing the new records and the featured records that I'm on. And, you know, I can't stop. I can't rest. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. Well, and also, too, I mean, again, bringing up the technology and the era that we came from, I mean, you know, I'll say this as a fan, but, you know, I believe you guys still have a little bit of responsibility because, and not saying you owe anything to the fans, but because there is a lot of garbage music out here.
Yeah.
I mean, there really
yeah.
is. And,
yeah.
and I think, you know, people my age and even people little, you know, a little bit younger than me and grew up, you know, listening to people like you, it's like, okay, I'm ready for my gym class heroes, if you will, to come back. You know what I'm saying? My people to put me on, because it really is an unfortunate, like, spot. It's with technology, it's a great thing being able to make music. It's a great thing to, you know, not have to go to a major to distribute your own music and do all that. But at the same time, you have all these people that are throwing a bunch of trash out there.
Yeah, man, because it's so easy for a person to upload and download and, you know, and be able to touch around the world. So a lot of people really not putting their heart into it. They just doing it. Some people just trying to be famous by any means necessary. Rather, some people are ready to say, man, your music garbage, just to know that you recognize them. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't no pressure. It's not no pressure. So, you know what I'm saying, which is, it's all good because everybody expressed they talent in the way that they feel is right, you know. So, you know, whatever works for them, man, works for me. You know, I ain't tripping about it.
Yeah, well, you're gonna keep it going, and that phone gonna keep ringing to make you some money. I'm gonna go to this track real quick, and obviously I got some more questions for you. We rocking out, man. Die for Radio, Turk in the house. This that new shit right here, exclusively right here on Die for Radio. Come on.
Show me what that money lies. Before you call a nigga, better have your money right. Pull a cum over, but you can't spend a night. Wanna lay over, bitch, better catch a fly. Got a problem, I'ma see you when I see you, nigga. Told big gun, wouldn't wanna be a nigga. I'm on the road, my money in stacks, nigga. Got a call, work 10 more racks, nigga. For the cag, coming through like a fax, nigga. If you know Turk, you know I'm about that sack, nigga. Got a call from Beijing. Hung up, had a verse, man, from Sing Sing. Catch a 12-hour flight for the Ching Ching. Bitch, do a Chinese split on his ding ding. Show to show, catch a boat from coast to coast. When I'm on the road, you can catch me in the ghost. She wrote that V-Live, told me catch you on the pole. All the hoes love me, cause his money been thrown. Club promoter pick me out like a fro. Last dragon, nigga got that glow. I ain't bragging, nigga got your hoe. Club close at 3, she'll be back by 4, nigga. Here's some money, my phone keep ringing, nigga. This your bitch, my phone keep ringing, nigga. Another show, my phone keep ringing, nigga. Another hoe, my phone keep ringing.
for radio. Turk in the house, phone keep ringing. It's that new ish, y'all. You already know how it goes down. Just, you know, typical, you know, hardness from you, homie. I mean, it doesn't stop.
Man, you already know it don't stop, man. That's how we coming for 2014. You know what I'm saying, man? Just stepping it up. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it thugging. Ain't nothing changed but the habit. And, man, I'm going to do me, man. YNT, we all going to eat.
Yep, that's what's up. That's what's up. So with everything you went through, because regardless of Universal deal, I mean, y'all was still, you know, independent, if you will. I mean, y'all had the independent movement, and there was a few people like you that did it. Going into now where you don't need the major deal like that, and we kind of touched on it with technology and everything, what's one of the biggest lessons you learned from the whole thing that actually helps you today?
Man, you know, sometimes you gotta, not all the time, you gotta do more for yourself and don't expect somebody else to do it for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're gonna do something, man, partner up with somebody and y'all give it a 50-50 go. You know what I'm saying? But don't put all your life into another person's hand, you know, in anything that you do, man. Be responsible. I learned responsibility.
That's huge. One of the things we talked about on the show, I think that's missing, and part of that is exactly what you brought up, responsibility. Not only just being responsible, taking responsibility for your actions, taking responsibility from what reactions happen with your actions, but one of the huge things that is taught in that, and you all probably know this, especially signing the deal and everything that happened, artist development, talking to the media, microphone presence live, microphone etiquette in the studio. You know, you come from, you know, you come from rapping on a dynamic microphone or whatnot, you know, even if it wasn't a home to a Neumann and Avalon's and this and that, you're not used to hearing your voice like that, this and that, and mixing. I mean, that's a huge part of artist development.
I think
that's really a big thing missing. I think the game would be a lot better with, you know, people with like art, you know, maybe that's something we need to do, artist development business, homie, come on.
it's not no more that, like you say, man, like, I don't think it'll ever get back to how it used to be. Don't nothing stay the same, so everything in life just changed, you know, like, you just gotta be creative, man, with what you're doing, how you present yourself, you know what I'm saying, like, you just got to work through social networks. That's what's popping. You got to adapt to what's going on and, you know, still do you, but just be creative in your own way where you stand out, you know what I'm saying? And people still recognize you and they still support you. I don't do what nobody else do. I do me. I do Turk, you know what I'm saying? Like, my acronym for thugging, I say I'm thugging. I'm taking hardship using God's gift in spite of negativity, you know. And I live that way, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything I've been through in my life, man, I look back on it and I reflect, you know what I'm saying, to keep on pushing forward. Don't look back.
That's what's up. So pushing forward, tell these people real quick. I know you touched on it a little bit. 2014, that's what you about. But tell them, you know, some future endeavors for yourself and also, you know, social networking, your Twitter, everything like that, so people can follow you and keep on target of what you got going.
Of course, you know, I'm getting into the merchandise. I got the YNT gear, you know. I got the smart girl gear, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to do something different. Me and my wife start something for all of the women. You know, that is brains over booty, you know what I'm saying? You don't need no booty, man, to get through it. You know, if a man gonna love you, let him love your brains and not what you got, you know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is just pushing, man, empowerment, you know what I'm saying, and starting these foundations, you know, reach inside yourself, live out your dream type stuff for kids, you know what I'm saying? I used to be on heroin and cocaine, so I kicked my addiction. I'm 10 years clean. Talking and helping people that going through the same things that I went through, man, using myself as a stepping stone for somebody else. And,
yep.
you know, y'all can follow me, you know, raising my kids, being a family man, business man, just everything, just being human, man, not thinking I'm above anybody, just doing everything humble, you know what I'm saying, and trying to stay focused and not getting back into the mindset that I used to be in, you know, so I got to do what I need to do, man, to stay, you know what I'm saying, on the right track, so. So y'all can follow me on my Instagram, see the movement, Turk_EMANI, Turk_Imani. Follow me on my Twitter, Hot Boy Turk, the number 32. You know what I'm saying? Audio Mac, everything, you know, y'all can hear all my new music. You know, it's some new stuff, man. I got off the SoundCloud, so Audio Mac, man, y'all get that free advertisement right now, man. If y'all ain't on it, go get on it. And, man, I appreciate y'all for letting me come through, man. You know what I'm saying? Anything I could do, man, just hit me up. We can make it happen.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I'm definitely going to be in contact with you for sure. And I got to say congratulations on 10 years. My wife actually has been, she, you know, back in the day had a little coke thing and has been sober for 8 years and actually
yeah,
is a nurse
yeah.
at two rehabs out here. In Malibu. I live out here in L.A. And so not only is
okay.
she, but she's working with helping people detox, helping people get off. Now, she's a nurse.
See,
she's not a counselor.
That's the type of stuff. That's the type of stuff you'll have to hook me up with, man. So I come and speak to, you know, the people that's going through it. Because, I mean,
yeah.
you know, it's tough. You know, you can't just kick it. It took me to go to prison, man, 8 years, 8 months, 16 days. I've been home a year and a couple months, so add that up, it's about 10 months of sobriety, you know, and it's a choice you got to make, man, you know, every day you got to take it one day at a time, man, and, you know, just realize and be responsible, man, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep, no, absolutely, and I would definitely, I'm going to holler at you tomorrow, man, and we'll really get something going like that, because there's a lot of stuff out here that I think is super beneficial to what you, I mean, and,
for sure,
and that needs to be heard, my friend. I mean, honestly. So before I let you go, can I get a Die For radio drop from you real quick?
Yeah, you already know.
Go ahead.
Well, what it do? This the original Hot Boy right now, and I'm popping with my homie on Die For radio. You know what I'm talking about? Free BGT, hit the streets, man. YNT, we all gonna eat the real thugger. Let's get it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I really appreciate you taking the time. Obviously, you and I have more to talk about, homie, so I'm going to be connecting the dots with you behind the scenes. But anything you need from Die For Radio, myself, Todd Davis, Hype Magazine, doesn't matter, man. We got your back. Please keep us involved. But like I said, we got more things to talk about, man, so I'm going to definitely be hollering at you.
It's all love, man. I appreciate it, man. You can hit me direct on the Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I have my own Twitter channel and stuff, so just get at me.
Yep, I'll definitely do that. Have a blessed night. We really appreciate your time.
All right, G, appreciate you.
Peace. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, now we got our other special guest in the house. Right now, big shout out to Turk. Big shout out to Melly Mel rocking with us. We got Cheryl the Pearl in the house. What's happening, Die For Radio? We live. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and you?
Oh, man, just, I mean, this has been, let me tell you about my show here. Beautiful night. No, it really has. It's been a beautiful night because we've, you know, conversation is everything, and I know we're here because of music and everything, but the conversation tonight has been unreal, and I know it's going to be accentuated by what we're about to get in with you, so just a pleasure having you on the airways.
Thank you so very much, and thank you guys for inviting me, and Mel, you know?
Oh, excited about, you know, music still, and, you know, and I grew up when, you know, when we talked about this with Mel, it was like, you know, grew up where singles sounded different. That's what made you successful. Now singles make you successful because it sounds like the previous person's, you know, yada,
yeah.
yada. We could go on forever. I mean, we had a great conversation with Mel. But, you know, for my listeners, because I do have a younger crowd that really is interested in the substance of hip-hop and the history of hip-hop. And
okay.
So enlighten these people a little bit on who you are and kind of where you came from, as far as the sequence and that whole thing, Sugar Hill Label and you name it. But just real quick, so they're like, oh, okay. Because I do have people that follow that actually type. We're in this era where they can type while they listen.
Okay. Well, I'm the original Charlotte Pearl from the group The Sequence. The Sequence consists of Angie B, which is Angie Stone right now, and Blondie. We are the three females, the first female rap group with an original rap record. We sold 500,000 units in a three-week period. We worked with the Sugar Hill Gang, did vocals on, and I wrote with Eighth Wonder and Apache. Me and Angie were the vocalists on the West Street Mob song, Let's Dance. So we did a lot of music at Sugar Hill Records. We were discovered by Miss Sylvia Robinson in 1979, which was on Blondie's birthday, October the 20th, and Ms. Robinson allowed us to be creative and go in and write and do whatever we wanted to do, and that's what we did.
Now, I got to ask, because I do this with a lot of artists such as yourself and Mel, and because I'm a producer artist myself, and I've actually went to school for engineering and whatnot. But
right.
Like you say, you know, you go in and be yourself. How easy was that compared to technology now?
To be yourself, that's the best part. It's creating, writing songs, writing raps, being with musicians that understand what you're doing, and then they're putting their best music together with the type of lyrics that you have, and it explodes into something bigger than life. And that's what we were doing. She allowed us to be creative and allow our creative juices to flow on these tracks that have lasted over 30-some-odd years.
30-some-odd years. My listeners,
yeah.
Listen to that. 30-something-odd years. And I have a new track, and actually I'm glad I didn't play it yet. Mel was at the gym and chopped it up with us for, like, you know, 35 minutes or so. And
okay.
Then the Hot Boys called in, so we did that, and I hadn't played the song, so I'm going to play it while I have you on the line, you know, no doubt,
okay. With
you and Mel. But at the same time, 30-something years. I mean,
37 years, and we're on an original track right now. It's not samples. It's not none of that stuff. It's an original track.
So how do you feel about, I guess use technology, but I guess it's a broader question than that, because I mean, and I'm bringing up kind of the same questions I did with Mel, but I'm really curious for someone as yourself, because now we can put ourselves on iTunes. You know,
right.
If your hustle's right and you have some money behind you, you don't necessarily need that major.
No.
And you guys are from an era, too, where you established hip-hop as a major. Like, you guys established hip-hop to be signed major, you know, deals and this and that. How do you feel about everything right now?
I feel great about it. I have a new company, Black Bottom Entertainment. That's where you're going to find the new pioneer, the music for the new pioneers. I have close to 20,000 DJs worldwide and over 5,000 radio stations. So I'm not afraid of what they're doing out in the industry now, because we do music, we do good stuff, and we do things that last for the test of time. And we respect ourselves as artists, so we're putting our best foot forward in this new venture that we're doing. I did one on me and Mel, and I've done one on me and Blondie, and I have Spoonie G, Pow Wow, and from Soul Sonic Force, and Special K from The Treacherous Three, him in L.A. We are all going to team up and just do new music. And we're going to shake it up a little bit. We weren't able to work with each other back then because each group stayed to themselves. But now we're going to shake it up a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, and regardless of what I need to do to make that happen, I want to make sure when all this is coming together, the Die For Radio, the Hype Magazine, myself, Todd Davis, my Jodian fam, everybody, we're all involved in this to help you all out because
Thank you. I mean,
you guys, you know, got it going, obviously, but that is something that I definitely need to be involved in, because that right there sounds That sounds like something that I wrote on my bucket list. You know what I mean? Like, on real. For real, though, because, I mean, I'm still such a huge fan of hip-hop. I'm blessed to have this platform. You understand? I'm blessed to
be. And in my company, people get to keep 100% of their publishing. We're not taking people publishing like the regular industry is doing to people, you know? They get to keep their own publishing. We don't want anything to do with that, you know? We want them to be able to live off of what they work, you know, their hard-earned work. So,
you know,
we're creative. We're going to get our own our way, but we opening the doors up for younger generations to be able to come through, and we'll be able to teach them this industry so that they never get taken, you know?
Yep, and that's what I was just talking about with Turk from Hot Boys. And obviously, that you know, the Hot Boys were very independent before they signed to Universal.
Yes.
Definitely did their thing. But one thing I said to him, once they went to Universal, there was a huge thing that's called, quote-unquote, artist development.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad what you're saying right there, because it's leading towards that. It's leading towards, like, there's a certain way, like we talking right now. You know, I'm on my press movement right now. I'm a fan, but I'm on my press this. But there's microphone etiquette on the stage, microphone etiquette in the studio, you know, media etiquette, you name it.
Right.
And that's one of the huge things that's not around right now. And you see it, because when a hip-hop hits the headlines, it's mostly scandalous nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah.
But people are liable because they can put their own music out. Like, who cares? I put it out myself.
Right. Well, me and Mel and everybody at Sugar Hill was taught by the best, and our talent, our God-given talent itself over the years is stronger than it was when we were kids.
Yeah.
So now we're coming at it at a different angle. And, again, we don't want anyone to tell us how to do this, because this is what we do. This is what we help create. We are all creators. And so we're coming at this thing from a different perspective now, and pray that the world open and receive it as it did years ago, you know?
Yeah.
I think
our industry is the only industry that,
like, try to put old and new. Oh, we don't play that because they're old, but music is music, and good music stands the test of time.
Well, absolutely. And you know what? I don't care what anyone has to say. My younger listeners, it doesn't matter. There's not a lot of music I hear nowadays that's going to stand the test of times. You may
stand the test
of this year and making $1 million because you get 1 million downloads on iTunes. Well, I hope you invest that money because, you know, again, some of these people like yourselves and Mel and everybody, CL Smooth and these people, PMD, these dudes got really – And groups that we had the Legion on. I mean, there's so much good music coming out right now from old school artists that people are going to have to start being like, okay, you know, we got to change our formula a little bit.
Oh, yes, because I tell you, I have some young people in my company that will make you go back to the drawing board, and they're not cursing or none of that. Their vocabulary is out of this world. They use words to actually make you understand and feel where they're coming from. And it is totally different, but it's going to win.
Yep.
You know?
And I won't even
accept that type of mess in my company, period.
Yeah.
You got to be on your A game to come up in here. Because you're going to sit with the Melly Mills and the powwows and the guys that actually paved the road for this thing, you know?
Yep. And I 100% agree with you. I'm going to get into this track with you and Melly Mel right now. You said one of the groups that I'm talking about personally that I've had the privilege of working with here on Dotful Radio and outside of Dotful Radio is Mr. Long from Black Sheep and Raz Kaz. They have a group right now called the White Crows. And, I mean, come on. Come on. You know? Like, people are going to have to recognize. But that's on a whole different conversation. Live with the legendary Cheryl the Pearl, Sequence in the House, the sequence. Come on, y'all. This is right now a brand new single with her, Grandmaster Melly Mel, called You Said. Obviously, we chopped it up with him earlier, but let's do this. This is Dot 4 exclusive. We coming back with the, man, this is just hip-hop at its best. Come on, Dot 4 Radio.
I'm here to write a song radio, for the mother than you, and it's dedicated to the future father or mother than you, and for the child, little sister or brother than you, cause I'll never ever be a greater lover than you. Whatever I got, I'm up in your spot, you gon' get it. The only thing better than me is my credit. I'm Melly Mel, that is true, but when I'm through, you gonna have a whole lot of Melly Mel in you, sure.
You said you'd always be there. That you'll never leave. You said you love me with all your heart, and that we never part. You said that I could depend on you if things got hard. You said that I had nothing to lose, and when I feel like making love, it's got to be you. You said you always provide, that I had nothing to worry about, cause you had nothing to hide. Can't nobody love me like you. Nobody even come close to you.
When it comes to making love, we be up for the ride. And when it comes to getting money, we like Bonnie and Clyde. Just can't shake this love that's controlling me. And I'm feeling in your arms when you're holding me. You're my man and I'm your girl. You're my life and I'm your world. We be rocking and rolling, we be getting it on. Oh, we be rocking and rolling till the break of dawn. When it comes to making love, we be up for the ride. And when it comes to getting money, we like Bonnie and Clyde. Just can't shake this love, it's controlling me. It's how I'm feeling in your arms when you're holding me. You're my man and I'm your girl. You're my life and I'm your world. We be riding and rolling, we be getting it on.
I'ma tell the truth, baby, like Chuck D, your ex-clan. I don't plan for me to be your next ex-man. I ain't no booty call and no syntax man, cause I'ma bring that total package like the FedEx man. Baby, I'm signed, sealed, stand up, true man, a giver. I'ma make your body shake, earthquake, deliver. I'ma jump into your river, backstroke it now. You can put that on that pipe and smoke it. I said, what's mine is yours and yours is mine. And I said, a hard man is real good to find. I said I don't believe in makeup sex, because I got that good. Put that ass to bed and wake up sex. We be rocking and a rolling and a rolling and rocking. Gotta keep the noise down cause the cops is knocking. Girl, I might have to cover your face, cause if you scream out my name any louder, I might catch me a case. Come on.
When it comes to making love, we be up for the ride. And when it comes to getting money, we like Bonnie and Clyde. Just can't shake this love, it's controlling me. It's how I'm feeling in your arms when you're holding me. You're my man and I'm your girl. You're my life and I'm your world. We be rocking and rolling, we be getting it on. Oh, we be rocking and rolling till the break of dawn. When it comes to making love, we be up for the ride. And when it comes to getting money, we like Bonnie and Clyde. Just can't shake this love, it's controlling me. It's how I'm feeling in your arms when you're holding me. You're my man and I'm your girl. You're my life and I'm sure of the pearl. We be rocking and rolling, we be getting it on. Oh, we be rocking and rolling till the break of dawn.
Die for Radio exclusive right there.
Radio.
Grandmaster Melly Mel, Cheryl the Pearl. Just legends in the house. You know, people. Hey, they ready, but they ain't ready. Does that make sense?
I hear you.
No, but it's a beautiful thing. I mean, you brought up what you guys got going on with everything, and it's just enlightening almost. Without even knowing the information exactly what's happened, it's enlightening because it puts me back to a place where I really enjoyed it. And
thank you.
You have no idea, Cheryl, honestly, how much crap I get because I don't listen to the radio. And you could imagine having the platform I do and the
right.
people I deal with as far as I'm a producer myself and this and that, and people that want to work with me, great people. But
right.
I don't make their type of beats. You know,
right.
Well, your beats are banging, but like, why can't you just make? No, I'm not gonna do it. Like, if it doesn't feel natural to me, like I'm not gonna do it.
Right.
And, you know, what is it that...
You got to stay true to what you do. You got to stay true to you, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So the question going from that is, what is it that really kept you focusing on you? Because if there's one thing we know about the music business, this is one of the most grueling businesses you're ever going to be in if you want to be successful. And if you want to be successful, you're going to have to deal with that grueling, negative-ass part of it. What has kept you so focused 30-some-odd years later? And I want to reiterate that. 30-some-odd years later, not for an age purpose, for a substance purpose and a relevancy purpose.
Yeah, well, when I came out of the industry, I spent 15 years back in South Carolina taking care of my family. I always knew that this was something that I would have to come back to and finish my work, but I didn't want to go into anyone else's company because Ms. Robinson, her and her husband had taught me so much. They taught me how to really run my own company. And so I knew I wouldn't go up under anybody else's umbrella. I would have to do it myself and do it my way in order for it to work for me. And being a writer and a creator, I was always writing. You know, people say out of sight, out of mind, but I may have been out of sight. I never stopped writing. And a lot of the pioneers never stopped writing. They still write. I hear some of their stuff. I'm like, yo, man, they just won't do it with anybody.
Yeah.
They got the talent. They just won't do it with anybody. So I said, Cheryl, okay, you get another chance to do it. So when I got back to New York, I talked to Mel. Mel said, whatever you want to do, Cheryl. Talked to Sugar Hill Gang. They said, whatever you want to do, Cheryl. Talked to Special K. Said, whatever you want to do, Cheryl. Talked to Spoonie G. They said, whatever you do, Cheryl. And once I had, and Lil Rodney, see, all of them, once I had the pioneers behind me, I felt like we could open this door up again. And they could get the best from us, you know? We would have another chance to actually do it and do it better than we did back then. We could split up now. I could do something with Rodney C. I could do something with Jazzy Jeff. I could do something with Shaw Rock. Me and Blondie could get together and team up and do something with the Sugar Hill Gang. We could mix it up a little bit different than we did back then. Time, you know, as you grow, like I'm saying, at 18, 19, I was one way, but now I'm not there anymore, and I could talk about a lot of stuff. And
yeah.
When I hear some of the junk that I hear, it makes me want to come back into the game and shake it up a little bit, make it a little bit more interesting, you know?
No, I agree. Now, coming from...
So I write all the time. I'm a hook master. I got more hooks than anybody. So I write hooks, and I put people around those hooks and let them write around the hooks most of the time. If not, I write and sing my own song.
So how do we feed it to these DJs? Coming from, again, an era.
How do I get it to the DJs? I'm linked into over 20,000 DJs in my bank. And I just email it out to
him. Okay, no, because we talked about this with Mel, too, and Mel was like, actually, I'll blame everybody. But for the stuff out there that is making money on just some, not only not being creative or having lyrics, but also within not being creative and not having lyrics, you're actually talking about just some very negative shit, if you will. I mean, come on.
We want to encourage people. We want to uplift people. We want to make people fall in love. We want to make people feel better, you know, feel good.
Well,
music.
Yeah, I mean, but there's not a lot of music out nowadays that I can say, you know what, 20 years from now, I'm going to be listening to that song.
Right.
I don't hear it. And,
right.
Or 30 years from now or whatever it is. You know, you don't really hear it. But there's somewhere in before and between, if you will, that there's one ingredient missing. I don't think it's that complicated because the only thing that's really changed is technology.
Yes.
And there's actually more information out there than any time we grew up doing music. You used to have to collect records to listen to stuff. Then it was tape. Then it was this. And then to record music. It was, you know, a whole different process. But we also grew up listening to all genres of music and then applied that to our hip-hop.
Yes. Yes.
And that's a huge key. I'm sorry.
Yes,
These kids have only grown up to hip-hop. Of course they love it. I do not want to take anything away from this younger crowd devotion to hip-hop.
No, I don't want to take anything away from them. We just want to be another example. You know, you can do it this way or you can do it this, you know, do it another way. It's more than one way to do this hip-hop thing, you know. And that's what we come back to the table to show, is that there's more ways to do this. I don't like all the cursing and the belittling of women that I've heard over the years, because I got nieces and, you know, when I get in my car to play my music, I don't want to have to turn my station because my mother is sitting in there, and what you're hearing coming across the radio is not good. You know, I think it's a time and place for certain music.
Yeah.
And as we were growing up, we were listening to the Marvin Gaye's and the Diana Rosses, and all of that stuff was clean cut. The Commodores, Parliament Funkadelic. They were a crazy group, but still they weren't doing all of that cursing and carrying on, you know, and I don't think you have to do that. You shouldn't have to do that to sell music. Good
but
music
even I was talking about this with my
stand
wife.
The test of time.
Yeah, yeah, stand, and that's exactly what I was going to say right now. And
yeah.
I was talking about this with my wife, and she likes hip-hop and stuff, but didn't grow up to, like, kind of the roots of it like I did.
Right, right.
And I was on Pandora, and I was like, okay, I'm going to throw it on a couple – you know, different stations, and I have my kids in the car.
Right.
And then I put it on, you know, a classic hip-hop station, and it played, like, Reminisce Over You. Okay?
Right.
Not, you know, did I have to blank anything of what CL Smooth said? Absolutely not.
Right.
Then it went to, like, 93 to Infinity, Souls of Mischief. West Coast. Did I have to blank anything? What are you talking about? They didn't know. Everything was such feel-good music. And not to bring this up, but just to be, you know, not technical about it, but you didn't necessarily get to get back in the studio at that time to do a clean cut. So you better do the radio edit that first get-go.
Yes.
You know, but,
and that's how we were, that's how Ms. Robinson taught us. You know, we weren't allowed to do those things. And plus, you know, my parents, you know, you got to go back home to your parents, your family. And so if we'd have got too dirty raw with it, you know, you got to go back and look at church members. You got to go back and look at all of these people that have spent time in raising you correctly. And, you know, you're going to go on a record and act stupid. No, it wasn't happening. There was no taking no clothes off. The Sequence was a class act female group. You know, they could never say anything bad about our group, but that we were competitive. We weren't going to let anybody just beat us on that stage. You know, you wanted to do something. We had to go on that stage, and when we went on that stage, we set it on fire. So, therefore, you know, respect came from all of that, the way we carried ourselves as women in the game. And I was telling a DJ friend of mine, DJ DGL, that I said, when we were growing up, if you called a woman a B word, you better be ready to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I said, now they just do it like it's nothing. It's just unacceptable to me, you know?
Hey, I see girls on Facebook and Twitter or Instagram and say, chilling with me and my bitches.
Ain't that something? And that says a lot about the generation gap.
Well, I think too, though, honestly, Cheryl, you know, people are very influenced by music.
Right.
And I think because, again, they don't have that substance in the background of actual music.
Right.
What you're listening to, turn on your radio right now. And tell me what these young kids are thinking about. It's exactly what's on the radio right now, just like we grew up.
Yeah.
Look, when I grew up, you know, I lived in L.A., you know, but even, you know, we had the Wake Up Show 92.3 The Beat, which played great hip-hop and old-school hip-hop and stuff like that. But even during the week, you know, you'd have West Coast rap on there. But, you know, I was a teenager. I heard Wu-Tang on the radio. I heard, you know, Pete Rock and CL Smooth. I heard Lords of the Underground. All the way here in L.A. You're talking about all music. And when they talked about the ghetto, when any of y'all talked about the ghetto, it was about some real stories. You know, I think this again, the story part on a positive way has left a lot too.
Right. So can you imagine us coming up and what a hard time we had trying to get some of these radio stations to actually break this new music and get and open the door up for this thing called hip hop?
Yeah, oh,
for it to be
I couldn't even imagine the way it is now.
It was a lot of work.
I couldn't even imagine. And not only that, I have to bring up again the technology. You can't just go in somebody's room with a laptop and drop that single.
Yeah, no. No, you couldn't do that. You are 100%
But again, too,
with that.
I mean, you know, even if you wanted to rap and had money, it was so hard to do music back in the day that even people getting paid probably wouldn't record you.
Right.
Because it's like, you know, how many different things you got to do just to get that one verse?
Right. So we're hoping and praying, like I say, that the new stuff that we're doing brings about a new change in hip-hop.
Yep. And we
not
an
old change, but a new change, you know? And a much needed change.
Hopefully I could be a part of that here, you know, at Dot4 Radio. And like I said, the Hype magazine and everything we're doing, because I definitely want to be involved. I mean,
y'all
very
got my
point
number
blank.
Now. All you got to do is call me.
Sure, for
I'm
sure. And that's
a
definitely
going
to happen.
Away. Huh?
I really appreciate you.
Thank you,
spending
sweetie.
The time with us, spending the knowledge. The conversation tonight has been amazing. I mean, the conversation right now, you know, is just unbelievable. It's everything. And beyond what I wanted to do with Dot4 Radio. So before
right.
I let you go and enjoy your night, definitely give the people your last shout-outs, your Twitter information, anything to where they can follow you, the website too. Make sure to repeat the website. And any last things you got going 2014 and whatnot.
Okay, well, like I said, we got me and Blondie. I think we're going to be doing Unsung soon, and they want to do a movie on our story. You can find our new music at blackbottoment.com. That's where you're going to find all of us at now. It's the new house of hip-hop for us. And anyone that would like to come through, check out the new music and listen to it. And it's only like maybe 5 songs on there now, but very soon it's going to be overloaded with new music and new groups and new acts coming through there. I'm on Facebook. You can follow Shirley Pearl 1 on Twitter. You can come to Shirley Pearl on Facebook. I'm on Facebook as well.
That's
but I'd song. Rather for you to come to the website and listen to the new music.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
And I got definitely I have to get a Dot4 Radio drop from you for sure, and then I'm going to blast this on our way with, you know, 2/3 of the sequence with Blondie, so.
Okay. This is Charlotte Pearl and Dot4 Radio, the hottest new hip-hop music in the world. One love, baby.
That's what's up right there. It's been an absolute honor. Big shout-out to Music Scribe. Big shout-out to Todd Davis. Big shout-out to everybody that just made this happen, because this was a legendary night in hip-hop. In this technology that we kind of, you know, it's a thin line between love and hate with this technology when it comes to, it really is, though. I mean, it really is, though. I mean, because
so
much that we talk about that's out there because of technology, but at the same time, not be doing this right now for hip-hop if it wasn't for the technology. So what are we, you know, what is it? You got to take the good with the bad like we've done our whole lives.
Right.
That's what's up. So either way, man.
I
want to
thank you and your listeners. Okay.
And we're going to be in touch. And anytime you need, you know, a few minutes to talk, you need 30 minutes to talk, you need an hour to talk, it doesn't matter. As we get, you know, everything gets progressing, keep us involved. I mean, you're going to be hearing from me. You're going to be like, okay, Dara, I told you. 3 days ago, I didn't have anything new. Why you hit me up again? But I'm here to support the music.
Yeah.
I know what you guys are going to bring to the table is necessary, so I want to be one of those platforms to do it. So just keep
Thank
me involved
you.
As well.
Got you. Got you. Call me anytime.
That's what's
okay?
up. That's what's up. Got the info.
One love. All right, baby. Have a good
And I'm
night.
About to drop On Our Way with Blondie. Cheryl the Pearl in the
There's
house.
A movie.
Much love. Let's do this. Doppel Radio exclusive.
Okay.
Check it out, yo. This is the Glock Cocker, the block locker. Smoother, hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, sex, money, and guns. Nigga, you heard him. And I'm rocking with my dog, Dylan. You dig? Die For Radio. You know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, this is Mr. Long of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cats that die for hip-hop, turn on Die For Radio. Get into the real hip-hop, all right? Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you are listening to Die For Radio.
Hey, yo, this Rusty Jerks. You already know what crime it is. Die For Radio. Tune in or get tuned out.
1212, you already know what it is. It's your man, S-K-Y-Z-O-O, Skyzoo, live on the borough. You're now tuned in, logged on, listening to the one and only Die For Radio. Let's get to it, baby.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Defarad, West Coast Kings, Liquid Aficionado. You know what I mean? West up always. West really, West good. Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? It's the MAC, y'all. Mr. MAC Mall. Mac Mall on Die For Radio. This is what it is.
Die For Radio. Whew. Just feeling the buzz from tonight, you know, and what I hope everybody that's listening, and I know we have a lot of listeners, a lot of followers, and a lot of, you know, replays and downloads. Big shout out to Blog Talk. But I hope y'all really listening and paying attention, because it might sound like we talk about some of the same things every episode with these artists. But due to knowledge on who these artists are, these people aren't on here, you know, just for the sake of being on a radio station or even a blog talk station. You know, we in the internet now, so it's a little bit different. But these are people that if you have a favorite artist right now that I don't consider good or this and that as far as hip-hop, they're not doing what they're doing without these people. And I want to reiterate that. You're talking about music that has progressed to this and what we have nowadays. And there's plenty of artists out there that still do great music. We play premieres all the time here on Die For Radio of people just, you know, doing their thing. But you've got to understand, none of that is there without these people. She brought up Spoonie G. We had Spoonie G on the radio not too long ago. Saturdays with my dude Sneak Rothstein, the Drodian Show. Come on, y'all. Like, this is, you know, we really talking about real events here in hip-hop. Something y'all need to know about. I remember when they did that MC Search rapper show. What was it? White Rapper or whatever. It's the White Boys. And I'm a white boy, so I'm just saying, but it was like this whole thing. And they did, even back then, I don't know what year this is, and I'm not about to look it up, but they had the whole reality show going. There was the one episode where they had the, you listened to a song and had to say who the rapper was. And these dudes that I thought were kind of tight with, like, freestyles and writing songs and shit, like, they played Run DMC, and these dudes didn't know who it was. And they played, you know, Grandmaster Caz and Brand Nubian and shit like that. And these dudes were like, yo, I don't know who that is. And they had skills. This is 10 years ago probably, or like 8 years ago when this show came out. It's even worse now. And not only that, that lack of knowledge is not putting more substance into your music. Music, regardless of the genre, y'all, we talked about this with Mel earlier. Regardless of the genre, it has to still be music. You know, if you don't know what rock and roll is and you don't know what heavy metal is, you don't know that that's different. You hear a guitar and a loud drum and some dude singing. You're like, yo, that's heavy fucking rock or whatever it is. But unless you do the research, you never know. And I agree. We had MC Shan on the show and we talked about, you know, some of the music he did. And I said, if you were to drop it like that right now, you think it would sell right now? And we had to agree no. Without taking, we're not taking anything away from MC Shan did. But are these, this audience, the way it's in front of your face and what's in front of your face right now, are you going to listen to it? Probably not. That's unfortunate. But that gives me opportunity right here on Die For Radio to make you do the motherfucking knowledge. You understand what I'm saying? And speaking of doing the knowledge, Lords of the Underground, 20 years later, this shit is magic, y'all. Come on, Die For Radio.
You can tell by my machismo, been called a jackass, but I ain't no Steve-O. Catch me on the Blackberry, if not hit the Evo. In charging for these listening of these balls, it's a freeload. Keep Fridays clear, just in case I'm on my Devo. And keep your hands high when the wave makes the beat go. It goes wavy, slip the slide automatically. If Marley supplies the music, I'm on it heavily. If you ever fired a gun, I fired at one. You know that the first shot make fingertips numb. Now you feel no pain, put my heart on the drum. I leave a stain in the booth when I'm vibing off one. Feel me how I get at it, most don't even have it. Talk like winners, but never be average. Mind on warp drive, a section for the baggage. Paying attention till you start to see the magic. Magic, 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 magic. The magic, the magic, the magic, the magic, the magic. The magic, the magic, the magic, the magic, the magic.
Okay, here we go. Back again, Mr. Funky Man, and I'm sick of with the flow. On every avenue, street, corner, and boulevard, you know the competition's no competition when I walk in the door. The music now is so superficial, it's so out of control. And anytime that you niggas wanna just let a nigga know, the rap game is just too inflated, I'm here to make a home. Still living, I'm in the building, I'm here to get the donor. Everybody take out your money and put it on the flow. Put it on the flow, put it on the flow, put it on the flow. It's the Mr. Funky Man from Atlantis. We're going deep, flames jump up, land on the canister. Don't sleep, little fool for thought, already paid for his own meat. Good as a man, if he can't stand on his own feet. Provide for his family by doing what he loves. Be no hip-hop, it's tragic. Homie, this is magic, 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 magic. The magic, the magic, the magic, the magic, the magic. The magic, the magic, the magic, the magic, the magic, the magic. The magic, the magic, the magic.
One wave of the wand makes many men go on. This ain't no card trick, look what them kings been doing. Stay top in the city where I grind and grew. Underground little soldier, but what I'm to do. But be high is, talk biz over beers. It's quite a lengthy gap between us and our peers. Chest out, shoulders back, when you're facing your fears. You chose the right place, see the magic is here.
See the magic is here. Again, I was blessed to do the interview from live from Paris, France, y'all. Come on, do the knowledge. Music scribe this shit. DJ Lord Jazz. Look out for his daughter, DJ Glow. Like, for, I mean, unbelievable. DJ Glow has a track, a few tracks produced by Marley Marl. Come on. That whole DJ Lord Jazz, Lords of the Underground, that whole album they're doing right now, 20th anniversary of this, y'all, produced by Marley Marl. Come on. How does it get better in hip-hop than this? I don't understand, like, how people are not seeing this. You know, I'm going to go, I got to reach in the crates right now. I got to do this right now. We had the pleasure of having Grandmaster Caz on the show. Good man is gone. Die For Radio. Come on.
Good man is gone. Gone, gone, gone. A good man is gone. A good man is gone, gone, gone. A good man is gone. A good man is gone, gone, gone.
Niggas like the bus. It's just another night to us. But no, nobody win when a good man bite the dust. He wasn't black or white to us. He could have been your enemy, but the cat was all right to us. He even got tight with us. Sometimes he used to light with us. We had beef, he'd fight with us. He didn't even like the cut, but he wasn't too tight to bust. Or somebody bust back, hollows hit they mark. In spite of that kid brain all over the park, he's a rap, another saddle wasn't here that long. And now a good man is gone.
The gun.
Ain't nothing happy about a good man buying a farm. Ain't nothing nice when you console a crying mom. Ain't nothing cool, a brother's killed by one of his own. Ain't nothing right, a good man is gone. And you can cry, I know you got a lot of tears. Cause this guy you know for a lot of years. And you wish you could bring him back somehow. But can't nobody help him now. All you can do is remember how he used to smile. And be sure the cat who did it don't make it to trial. And do the best you can to look out for a child. Get in his shoes and walk a mile. Marcus Garvey, but somebody had to go out just like Lee Harvey and strike a brother down in his prime. There ain't no telling what he could have done given the time. He could have been the next president, won a Nobel Prize. Could have been somebody famous or one of the guys. Could have been a leader that would have changed our course. Could have got five mics in a source. He could have done great things, invent a cure for cancer. The life's questions he might have had the answer, but I guess we'll never know because the gun was drawn. Now another good man is gone.
Like Carrie Dean. Balls heavy, my mic Chevrolet in my dreams. Can't fuck with the team. Cream limousine, money can barely fit in my jeans. I'm a product of the problem, motherfucker, what's happening? Jay Dollar rapper top, and my ninja was cracking. Get it poppin' like we probably should. Probably in your hood, do a show or two. Used to ramen noodles, now we rhyming good. Big ninja on the big wheel. 40 cal, check your nugget, that's a big deal. Ball Bagley, varying ball therapy. J to the S and D, new guard, Eric B. That's a bitch, I can't afford her. New life through my son, drinking pH water. I'ma slaughter these rap bastards in random order. Baptize them in bloody the bath water. I'm a bad man, a jammer when it come to the mic. Better pray the gun don't jam up when them hollow stay flight. The boy nice with the 1-2 slices. God gift to send a prayer, but it's missing. I'm hoping the boy forgiven.
See, I'm headed for the top of this iceberg. Just a typical nuclear strike surge. Explosion with these nice words. Eat at your main nerves. No feeling, just some flame burns. Let's do the mathematics, add them up and shake this game. A true spirit, this music, yo, I could really feel it. Resurrect the essence through my presence like the Holy Spirit. Cataclysmic when I represent it for the sick and twisted. Stay amongst the gifted every time that I send transmission. Copy 1-9 to the fucking 4. I've been at rhymes galore since mom smoked in grocery stores. Licking in my system 100 times before. See, even wrote these down, so now it's time for proper war. Cast the knowledge, speak the truest in existence. My sister's catching interest amongst the masses, for instance. Die for radio productions and the business. It all comes together, unified, so don't forget this. Boss spit amongst the sickest, my team relentless. I pledge allegiance to the game to never leave me sinless. Bow to dollar holler and follow back like a Twitter scholar. I'm doing what I'm doing is die for like there's no tomorrow.
Don't play with me, cause it's not a game. What's understood, we ain't not gonna be explained. If you talk shit, we gon' take game. Kill the fire flame on your front porch. Don't play with me, cause it's not a game. What's understood, we ain't not gonna be explained. If you talk shit, we gon' take game.
we gon' take game. Good fight,
drinking money, proper like me. So you can point your finger at bitch, and you somebody I can point my Nina at bitch. Untamed and raised by the underworld. Go way over and dick, stay up under your girl. Live life mob style, my best friend a 40 cow. Fire your ass up like my uncle do is black and loud. I'm a grown man, you can go play with your child. I will knock off your eyebrows and dismantle your smile. I hustle a harder way about my motherfucking penny. Get a profit, I rock like my first name Lenny. I'm sipping on some Henny in a black on black Hemi. Yeah, I'm country like Kenny and strapped like Jimmy. My product sell plenty, squeeze until it's empty. A maniac jack, so please don't tip me. Married to the game, to me and my father meet, and I ain't going back to jail. We holding court in the street, bitch.
Don't play with me, cause it's not a game. What's understood, we not a big swing. If you talk shit, we gon' take game. Kill the fire flame on your front porch. Don't play with me, cause it's not a game. What's understood, we not a big swing. If you talk shit, we gon' take game. Kill the fire flame on your front porch.
Wait, mouth. Don't bust him out. Smile. Where witness, no evidence, no witness. My guns be my fitness. I'm working real goons lurking, so we did what we talk about. Cocky with them hands like Rocky, boy, I knock you out. Trying to stop my paper route. Go for the head like a snake, take your heart out. And snap you till I hear something break. Something break, sound like cake that you bake out the oven. Out the oven. Bitch, stop talking, stop my ticket, give me love and love. Let freedom ring like the Great Lakes, Dr. King. Put my dream distorted, like when the news reported. It's my best bet, hope absorb it like Kevlar. I was born a star, from my watch to my house and my fancy car. I see you niggas riding, you see they wheel popping. 24-7, man, it's no way stopping.
Don't play with me, cause it's not a game. What's understood, we not to be explained. If you talk shit, we gon' take game. Kill the fire flame on your front porch. Don't play with me, cause it's not a game. What's understood, we not to be explained. If you talk shit, we gon' take game. Kill the fire flame on your front porch.
Your mama told you about a nigga like me. Don't you play with him, boy, that nigga from the street, man. On drugs and he known the bus seat. Two slugs at your dome, get you throw with the tea, man. Riding in the Chevy on lean pipes rattling. Face snap slapping like sumo wrestling. Racks, man, nigga keep a grip like traction. In the can in case you act with one action. Your bitch whacked with a poker with a pitchfork. With a blindfold on in the pitch dark. But I'll gas to find out where you are. Then it's apocalypse now, time to go to war. Drop a horse head on your front porch. Leave a big heart in your backyard. Can of gasoline and a blowtorch. That's how the fuck we in any drama, nigga. Stop.
Don't play with me, cause it's not a game. What's understood, we need to be explained. If you talk shit, we gon' take game. Build a fine fame on your front porch. Don't play with me, cause it's not a game. What's understood, we need to be explained. If you talk shit, we gon' take game. Build a fire fame on your front porch.
Die for radio in the house. Before we get out of here, I got an exclusive that we just got tonight from the homie Planet Asia. So this is the nightly explosive exclusive. It's called All Jokes Aside, straight off the presses, y'all. Let's do this. Die for Radio, Planet Asia. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Burners in the trench.
We cock back, dollars we clock that, crowds we rock back, Boston with top cats, black tuxedos and top hats, backwoods and bag, hash blocks, take acting like Chaka, then watch this. Vigilante coming handy on some truly shit. Cops trying to blame me on some movie shit. This ain't a movie script. Fear flying flights on a new height. Colorful wrist, crayon shit. Rainbows radiant, regulate delegates. Overthrow the delegate, exterminate you with etiquette. Snitch murderer, beat the shop, holding the shop. The beanie cap covers my skull like a burglar. My whole purpose is army surplus. Machinery gas, cash by the stack, showing niggas the purpose. So stop perping before I put a hurting on your person. Cook while you ahead, nigga, cold turkey.
How the fuck you gonna stall with me?
And kicks. I heat it up like steam fish. Free wishes for this, experience bliss. I'm a lifer, so going in, hitting the streets hard. Find me where somebody plugging mics up. From no town to old town, bruh. You know what's on, keep it going sooner or later. You'll find me up in your town collecting, swerving, block bending, yeah, serving. Even got birds to bring the birds in the dawn. Technically advanced like Tron, you're just a pinball machine to a digital guard. My dogs to eat you, pull out cannons and cream of wheat you. Turn your body into meat you. Beaver Clico, San Pico, what up peoples? I'm working with a great mind, don't even worry about me, y'all, shit is lethal. Peace equal, I'm in this, giving niggas the business to win this with pure independence.
Yeah, that's it.
By niggas I refuse. Everybody frontin', fake thugs, fucking drugs, hardcore killers and rap.
All of a sudden,
we don't believe you. They be acting Brad Pitt. I put a gun to your head bigger than Chris.
Why not?
You think you're taking over the game? Never.
Nah-uh.
I ain't having it. You big?
Whatever.
My nigga on some Denzel shit. So end up in the place where you see him get raw shit.
Check it out. By now you figure
we ain't playing, huh?
You talk the sense.
Yeah, what are you saying? Nigga, my crew's behind me. Death Squad.
No question.
You're big.
My crew's behind me.
Brooklyn.
No question.
Yeah, I'm not holding back on disco round. I'm on a rampage. Ask my homie with me.
Slow that.
I'm the best, never stressing. Kill it without a question.
Play your position.
BYP. Ain't nobody going harder, so watch me go farther, y'all.
Play your position.
BYP. What you thought it was a game, and it's a damn thing.
Play your position.
You can't stop me.